560 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The President Down Under.
Mixed messages on the two Koreas.
Troops coming home.
General Petraeus will recommend the start of a troop pullout early next year.
Having the blues hurts.
Being sad is bad for your health.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the outside world will finally get a look at North Korea's nuclear facilities. Inspectors will pay a visit next week. That and a testy exchange involving the president are two of the highlights from Sydney on the eve of the Pacific Rim Economic Conference. CBS's Peter Mayers there joins us live.
Nick, U.S., Chinese, and Russian experts will get a first look at the North Korean nuclear effort.
This is the start of the disablement process.
Ambassador Christopher Hill there predicting a long and challenging process with the unpredictable North. The announcement followed an awkward diplomatic exchange. South Korea's president, No Moo-hyun, pushed President Bush on the North-South dialogue.
If you could be a little bit clear in your message, I think
that would be
very much
appreciated. Can I make it any more clear, Mr. President?
The president looked perplexed and annoyed. The White House downplayed the incident, saying something was lost in translation. Live in Sydney, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It was a deadly day for U.S. troops in Iraq. The military says seven more Americans have been killed. Four Americans died during combat in western Iraq, and three soldiers were killed when a roadside bomb exploded in the northern part of the country. Washington's top commander in Iraq says he will accept cutting back U.S. forces, but not by much. We're live in Washington with CBS's Dan Raviv.
The number of troops in Iraq is the highest it's been and about to rise to over 170,000. It's now expected that Army General David Petraeus will recommend that one brigade, about 4,000 soldiers, be pulled out starting in January. The New York Times calls that a gesture in part to critics of the war. Petraeus told CBS's Katie Couric in Iraq last weekend.
The question is, how can you bring the force levels down and retain what we have fought so hard to achieve?
More from Petraeus to House and Senate committees Monday and Tuesday. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
World opinion is decidedly against U.S. troops staying in Iraq. That's the bottom line of a survey done for the BBC, says pollster Doug Miller.
Two-thirds of the world public among those we polled say that the U.S. should get out at least within a year.
He's apparently ready to make his first on-camera appearance in 3 years. A new video from Osama bin Laden is expected before the sixth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Bin Laden last issued an audio tape more than a year ago. How effective is Uncle Sam's bomb screening program at the nation's airports? Let's get the answer live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
It's not good, Nick. The cargo hold where your bags go is sometimes leased to freight companies, and a government report says there aren't enough screeners to check what goes in there, no effective database, and regulations are too vague.
They are making improvements, but it's clear that they have a long way to go.
CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz, the report is only being made public now. TSA got it months ago and says it's been working to tighten up the system. Nick?
Asthma, diabetes, angina, all potentially serious chronic ailments. But there is a condition that can be even more damaging. Live to reporter Vicki Barker on the CBS Health Watch.
Nick, it's depression.
This is disturbed sleep, feeling suicidal, not being able to eat.
And Dr. Sonath Chatterjee of the World Health Organization says it's more damaging than other such chronic diseases as diabetes and arthritis. British mental health expert Marjorie Wallace says it's a growing global problem.
It's going to be almost of epidemic proportions.
The massive 60-nation study also found that if people are ill with other conditions, depression makes them worse, something the authors say doctors around the world need to recognize. Nick?
Well, the man in the eye of the Duke lacrosse rape storm has a date with a North Carolina jail cell in about an hour. Former Durham County District Attorney Mike Nifong will spend a day behind bars for contempt. Nifong not only lost his prosecutor's job over the case, but he was disbarred as well. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court in Denver has revived a lawsuit against the University of Colorado by two women who allege they were gang raped at a football recruiting party. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says there is evidence CU had an official policy of showing high school recruits a good time. and that the university failed to supervise its players well enough. Fugitive billionaire Norman Sue has been arrested in Grand Junction after failing to show up for a California court appearance. FBI says agents took Sue into custody around 7 o'clock last night at St. Mary's Hospital.
He will be returned to California to be sentenced in the San Mateo Superior Court in connection with his 1991 conviction.
Sue had been set to appear in court Thursday in San Mateo to turn over his passport and ask a judge to cut in half the $2 million bail he posted last week when he turned himself in after spending 15 years on the lam. And that couple who'd been missing since Sunday in the rugged backcountry of Rocky Mountain National Park after taking a wrong turn and getting lost, now reunited with their family. Terry and Marion Jones found yesterday when searchers in a Civil Air Patrol plane spotted them on the ground waving. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Looks like we're off to a great start for our Friday. Light traffic as usual around the metro area. No problems whatsoever on our highways. At least we're free of any kind of crash activity. Just seeing the usual traffic filling in on that southbound side of I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. We also have traffic lights flashing red in all directions if you're out near the airport at Tower Road and Pena Boulevard. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, mild with a...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster?
That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear that one more time. I can't even do it. Okay, a grown man acts like child on radio. 10 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Sunny today, high of 80. It's going to start to cool down. Which, can you believe this Saturday night they're calling for a low of 49? Sunday a high only of 73. Monday a high of only 65. Monday night, a low of 43. Can you spell jackets to work in the morning on Monday? What do you think, John?
I think so, man. I had to wear a jacket this morning. It was a little chilly.
Yeah, it was, but I didn't have a jacket on. Let me remind you about tomorrow. It's government in the grocery store in Brighton, Colorado, with a 7th Congressional District Congressman and superstar extraordinaire, great guy, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and that's going to be tomorrow between 1 and 3 at King Super's Grocery Store, 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton, and I'll see you out there. I'm coming as an observer, not as an official representative of the congressman, not connected to the congressman, because if I were the congressman, I certainly wouldn't want to be connected to me. So I'm just going to show up because I want to see what's going on at government in the grocery store. That's number one. Number two, Mary and I keep debating about where to move, because we want to move into Congressman Perlmutter's district. We just can't figure out where. So we're working on that. Maybe we should move into Tom Tancredo's district and give him trouble. Anyway, we're working on that. We're trying to figure that out. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you made it through the week. And if you've been with us before on Fridays, you know how this thing works. If not, I'll explain it to you. It's open phones this morning. What does that mean exactly? Well, it means that usually I have something I want to talk about, and so I throw that out, and then you react to it. We either agree or disagree, or we discuss it. But on open phones, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything that's on your mind. Now, I know you're tempted to go listen to something else. Music. Morning edition, maybe. But, morning edition, you're a passive observer. This program, you're a participant. It's interactive. You can become interactive. So, whatever you have on your mind, whatever's been, you know, bugging you, or that you just want to talk about, now's the time to do it because you set the agenda at 303-713-7600. And there's not very many radio stations in town that allow this to happen. And usually Monday through Friday, except for the last hour of my show, I usually have a controlled situation in which I usually dictate what we're going to talk about, and then you can either participate or not participate or turn the radio off or take drugs or drink or do whatever it is you want to do, have sex. But when it's open phones, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And, of course, members of the GOP, conservatives, everybody's welcome. I don't care. And we may get heated. We may exchange heated views. But it doesn't mean we have to hate each other. And you're always welcome to come back the next day. Because yesterday morning I got into this whole thing when we played that Limbaugh clip about how we've reached a point in this country where we no longer disagree with each other. We just hate each other. We see each other as being the enemy. And we really should get away from that. That's not to say that we can't rage against political figures, because people have always done that. I was thinking last night about this. I'm going to be 55 next week. And I remember that I once went to a private school. My parents had to put me in a private school because, well, to be frank with you, I got kicked out of the public school system. And this was a sectarian private school. It did not teach religion, but it was a sectarian private school. And this had to be 1960, 61 maybe. Anyway, it was during the presidential election time, where Kennedy was running against Nixon. And I can remember kids coming up to me, or we would be discussing it, and they would say, "I'll never vote for John F. Kennedy, and my parents are not going to vote for John F. Kennedy, because John F. Kennedy is a Catholic, and we would never vote for a Catholic." And I remember thinking about how odd that was. Not because at that age I was, you know, that I would step back and have the same thought that I would have about Mitt Romney, which is, I don't care what Mitt Romney's religion is, and I don't care that he's Mormon. I don't use that as a deciding factor on whether I would vote for him or not. But you don't have those thoughts, though, when you're 5 or 6 years old. But I remember that. And I remember really vividly that whether it was Democrat or Republican, whoever ended up in the White House, or whoever ended up in Congress, you might not have agreed with them. You may not have thought that they were the best choice, but you didn't hate them and disrespect them. Because there was this sense that we're all Americans and we could all work together. Now that sense is gone. Now the line is drawn. Now it's open warfare, tit for tat, and it's gotcha. And we're in this really strange, uneasy time now, where a lot of people are frustrated, they don't know where to turn, and I know, I harp on this every single day, but it's like, they're the enemy, you're the enemy. You're this, you're that. Oh, please. Like David Harsanyi of the Denver Post. And I'm going to have him on again about this. He's on vacation. But they have that Politics West blog. And he and David Sirota have been into it back and forth. Now, David Harsanyi's a nice guy. I don't always agree with him, but he's a nice guy. But he wrote a blog piece, which you can go look at, in which basically what he's accusing David Sirota of doing is cheering on and counting on American deaths in Iraq. Come on, David. Come on, David. Get over it, for God's sakes. No one believes that. No one thinks that. No one has any. Because you oppose something doesn't mean. This whole idea that, oh, there are people, there are elements out there that root against their own country. You know, nobody, I mean, look, that's just not, like, let's go swim in the mud. That's basically what that is. And you're working for a major newspaper, David. You should stop this. You really should. And I went over there today to look to see if there was any place where I could post a comment and call him out on it, and there was no place to post one. Now, I disagree with Duncan Hunter. I disagree with Wayne Allard. But I don't think they're un-American. I don't think that they're going to kill us. I don't think that they have evil intent, for God's sakes. Let me see if I can squeeze a call in here before we go to traffic. Let me go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Well, it's Ferrari's home turf.
Oh, yes, Monza, Italy this weekend. Practice is this morning. Practice is this morning, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they got one going this morning and stuff. You know, this is winding up to be one heck of a pretty close chase coming down here at the end.
I mean,
we got four drivers that are all vying for what's going to happen. In all honesty, I got to take Felipe this Sunday because I think that with Ferrari there, I just think Kimi will probably come in second, but I don't doubt Massa's going to be the one to take it all.
I hope so, man. And, in the Constructors' Championship, too, Ferrari's only, last time I looked, I think they're only like 10 points behind Mercedes-McLaren.
Yeah, so this is really going to wind up being a really kind of a neat season, although there was some more controversy now with McLaren, and I guess there's been some more evidence found that they stole all this stuff from them.
The Nigel Stepney case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to get real interesting down here towards the end, but it is definitely a two-car race as far as that goes. I really do like Massa, but, still, I think Hamilton, like I said, he's the kid that's going to win it all this year, and unfortunately it does go along with McLaren there, but you know something? We're both Ferrari fans. We'll hang in there, man.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm rooting for Spiker.
Well, Spiker, if you want to, you got to get a motor.
Yeah, they will. Listen, I'll tell you something, though. My two guys, the two guys I really love the most, Giancarlo Fisichella. Oh, man, I dig Fizzy. And I like David Coulthard.
Well, for long-timers who've been in there for a while, they're good people. But, the kids are coming.
Look, I know it. I know the kids are coming in everything, brother.
I know.
All right.
Makes me sick.
Let's compare notes on Monday.
You got it, brother.
Okay, Dave, take care.
All right, see ya.
All right. Yeah, go Massa. But, go Fisichella. Go Fizzy. Big race weekend for us motorsports, us gearhead freaks, us Formula One freaks. And by the way, personal message to Bernie Ecclestone of F1. See my middle finger? Oh, it's a kickstand for your nose.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Everybody knows that a dog has a pink tongue, except for a chow. Anybody out there own a chow? Chow's tongue is jet black. Now, I know my dog's tongues are pink, Coco and Jackson, because they love to give kisses. They do. Not only to me, but also to you. You come to my house, they're going to be all over you. My min pit and my Welsh Corgi. As a matter of fact, Jackson did it again this morning. It woke me up at like 1 o'clock in the morning, kissing me. But that's how I feel. Mary and I feel about our dogs. We love them, and we take excellent care of them because they just don't live long enough. And I sometimes prefer dogs to some people. And one of the ways we take care of them is what we feed them. We feed them Purina One. And here's some great news that I'm really excited about. Check this out. New from Purina One, Purina One's Wholesome Entrees. Their new line of wet dog food includes five delicious varieties, each made with select high-quality natural ingredients, including real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. So look for the new Purina One Wholesome Entrees coming soon. And if you don't see them on the shelf, ask for them by name. And now it's really easy to make the switch to Purina One like we did so long ago. You can switch to Purina One dry formula, which is what we did, and see the amazing changes in your dogs. Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One dry formula to take the challenge. Don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, or go to the PurinaOneChallenge.com website today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Super.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, so the machine is fighting us early in the morning. I'll fix it. I've got technical expertise. I'll come in there with a hammer. That'll fix the damn thing. 626, 26 minutes after 6, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 80, open phones, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600 and that GOP outreach line is available as well. Let's go to Rodrigo, who is standing by in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Great show.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I want to say about this Mexican truck, so I want to make a comment. Bottom line, they're coming here because of money. Everyone here in the United States wants to make a buck. And, well, they got an opportunity, this 34 or 33 companies, I don't know how many are there exactly. You mentioned that yesterday. But
54, I believe.
54? Oh, then I guess it was like 135 truckers and 100.
Yeah, it's 135. It's 54
companies
and I think 135 drivers so far.
Well, but anyways, I mean, if at the gate, when they're crossing the port, they don't meet safety standards to drive on U.S. highways. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to begin with to come in any more than 25 miles rather than just a mile or so to come into the port.
Well, now they can go outside of that 25-mile commercial zone, which means that they could drive anywhere.
Well, I mean, if they're trying to make a buck and their truck are proven to be safe, and regardless of how year they are, how old or whatever, I mean, I think they should be allowed to drive on the U.S. highways. And
how do we ensure that their trucks are safe? Do we have the means and mechanisms to, number one, check all of the trucks? Do we have the means and mechanisms to run background checks on all the drivers? What happens if they violate the law here in this country? Do we hold them here, or do we do what we traditionally do, which is return somebody to their home country to have to allegedly pay the price?
There's too many
questions up in the air here. And then finally, what about American truck drivers who are also out there trying to make a buck. Who does our loyalty come to first, them or Mexican drivers?
Well, I drive a single axle. I deliver lumber goods for all over town, and I get stopped and I get pulled over for a DOT inspection. You know, I mean, if they got the means, just pull me over, or make a checkpoint somewhere there.
But you're allowed. But if you allow them to come here, and we are allowing them to come here, and if we don't have significant and safe guarantees that they technically measure up to our standards, then what's going to end up happening is we can pull them over, but that's also adding more burden of enforcement, which we don't need.
They're supposed to pay the taxes like I'm paying my taxes right now to just drive for this company I'm working for. They should pay their taxes any other company in the U.S.
But why do we need it? And I'll tell you something. I can see, I really can see these trucks, number one, being retread or recap city. And I can see those tires coming apart, going up I-25 or C-470 or whatever. I don't want to run over that crap.
Oh, no, me neither. I mean, I have tires blown on the highway while I'm driving. I just heard recently, a month ago, one of my tires, my rear tires, just blew on me, you know?
Yeah, mine did, too, because I picked up a 6-inch screw off some truck.
Well, I don't know how it caused mine to blow, but it happened to my truck, you know, the one I'm driving here and for this company.
My point to you is, all right, let me ask you this very quickly. What would be the upside? What's the upside of allowing them to come here? The only upside that I know of is it makes it once again cheaper for big business to operate in this country. But and of course the truck companies in Mexico, it makes it better for them. But what's the upside for me, the American taxpayer and the American citizen?
Well, to begin with, the U.S. citizen, the upside to this would be that you will have more vehicles taking goods to whichever store or place you want to take.
I got plenty of goods now to go buy. I don't need more. I got plenty. And you know what? If they're gonna take goods from Mexico to American stores, why shouldn't American truck drivers do it? Well, okay. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about that. But it doesn't shift the responsibility. It doesn't add up for American truck drivers, for American workers. It doesn't add up, because in the end, I do care about what happens to people, but I care about my country, and I care about the people who live here, and I care about them first and foremost, and so I don't see any upside to allowing this to go on. I see no upside.
Yeah, okay. Another quick point I want to make, too, about China, okay? If we really want to keep jobs on America, not only the U.S., but Canada, Mexico, Honduras, or whatever you want to talk about America, okay? So that will stop somewhat illegal immigration to the United States. Let's stop buying crap. Do you see what happened to these toys that I buy for my daughter? You know, they have a bunch of lead in their paint. Let's stop buying crap.
I have no problem with that at all, but I just want to, in a respectful way, say to you, one does not blend with the other.
No. I just wanted to make a comment about that, too. You know, I mean, I know they're not related in a way. Because Walmart is in charge of their own freight. You know, they take the from L.A. or whichever China's products come in from each port. I don't know if it's East or West Coast. But because they have their own freight company. But what I'm saying is, another thing, we should stop buying crap from these people. Okay,
well,
it's a communist country, and the U.S. should not deal with them. That's my point. And I'm really in favor of these Mexican truckers because they're just trying to make a buck, lower or higher, whichever you want.
Wait a minute. But you go, you know what? Yeah. See. Oh, okay. All right. I got to go get traffic. But here's what you're doing. You're doubling through the China thing in there, and now you're doubling around again and making the speech about how you're in favor of the Mexican truck drivers being here. And I'm going to say to you again, what's the upside for me of them being here?
The upside.
What's the upside? No, you know what? What's the upside for the United States of America?
That's what I just said. I mean, the other thing is going to be like there's not going to be shortage on freight, you know, delivering goods to whoever store you may want to.
I don't buy that.
Get to.
I don't buy that. There's you know what? You can get American truck drivers to do it. So you live in America. I assume you're an American citizen.
I've lived in America my entire life.
All right, so we're all.
I've gone to many American countries too, not only the U.S.
All right, so wouldn't you be in favor? Wouldn't you be in favor of your own fellow citizens getting gigs, or are you in favor of outsourcing it to Mexico?
I would rather stay here. But if I cannot do anything about it. The CEO of the company says, you know what, I'm going down to Mexico because this guy's going to do it cheaper for me.
You know what, yes, you know what, though, that's not. And then on one hand, you say you can't do anything about it, and then on the other hand, you're talking about China. All right, I love you. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you later. I got to go.
Yeah,
see
you. All right, talk to you later, Jay.
All right, bye. 6:35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now. With Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Conditions look pretty good around the metro area. At least we don't have any major problems for our freeways. Just southbound I-25 starting to stack up 104th to 84th. Same situation if you're on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Do have one crash off the highway, Mont View at Havana, and traffic lights still on the blink at Tower Road and Pena Boulevard. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
It's free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This about Mexico. We just basically went there, got drunk, chased women, did drugs.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got
yep.
To go. The sun's so
walking
high.
The dirt streets of Town in Acuna. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today 80, and it's open phones on this Friday. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Shalom, my friend.
Shalom there, brother.
And by the way, did you see in the paper this morning that study finds... I did with that. Anyway, this will make Dobson and all the rest nervous.
Oh.
The Jewish population in Denver is growing.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful place to be, and you get a lot of people that no longer think of Florida as the Jewish Riviera.
Yeah, so I like that. That ought to make them all nervous.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, you have those people that team up on either side of the fence. That the Rapture guys and the people that are certainly, you know, Israel should have a right to exist, and that's something that I've talked about amongst, you know, our brethren here, and you get a lot of opinions. We're a very diverse group, as you know. So,
oh, my God. The brown people and the Jews are taking over.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know? Well, hey, we may be able to straighten out the state economy.
So you become a Jewish Mexican, you're a double threat.
That could happen.
That could definitely happen.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, listen, I'm going to try to encapsulate everything that I had. Talking to Turk here and all of that about how, you know, we as Americans need to be way more in control here. Tell our elected officials, you know, continually tell them that they are the ones who we've put in office and given them all these privileges and prestige, but that they really have to work for, what we look as the means to the end to have a better country again, to rebuild all the bridges that we need to rebuild out in the international community to solve our problems here first. I sometimes you had this guy on before, and then you start thinking and you go off on a tangent and all. He's talking about the Mexican drivers coming up here for money, and that's very true. I think we have to get to a point where we as a people and our elected officials who work for us, all the way up to the executive office in Washington, to turn around and to tell our neighbors and the world in general, you know, we want to be able to work with you and have commerce and everything, but we've got to look across our borders and out in the world there and see that your people are being productive, that they are, again, you know, looking at you as the ones that are running the country, the country, while they're producing for the country. In Mexico, people are not producing, and that's why they come up here in droves to have a better life for themselves, because the economy in Mexico is frankly in a shambles. There's a lot of poverty down there. We don't see it when we go to the resorts and all, but you go to the little towns that used to farm, that used to, have cattle ranches that had small manufacturing and all that, and they have literally disappeared.
Yeah, they're in trouble. But there's always been bad, unequal distribution of the wealth upwards.
Absolutely.
Always. And a lot of corruption.
And that's why, you know, Mr. Bush here should tell Serrano down there. Name escapes me. I apologize. But you have to straighten out your house down there, you know, and tend to your garden and see that your people start to prosper down there, down in Mexico, so that we can be equal partners, you know. We don't have to say that to Canada, you know, do we? Because they interface more with us, you know. But we have to tell that to Latin America. We have to tell that to Asia, to the Chinese, and say, we don't really feel we need to buy your cheap goods here. I'd rather pay for more expensive goods,
you know,
knowing
trouble,
that they're coming from a prosperous
country.
Yeah,
you know what, Mick? The trouble with that is you're in the minority.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People will call here and say, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, I heard what Mick said. Yeah, Mick's right. You know what? You know it's not true, because in the end, what we really want is we want everything that's cheap. And because we do, and because I suppose a lot of that is human nature, okay, the end result is that people will say one thing in public
and do something
else.
But
they'll do something else in
private.
They'll do something else in private, and you know. And you know that's the case.
Yeah. Oh, no. Believe me, Jay. I mean, maybe I'm too much of an idealist. But
no, I don't think you're an idealist. You know. I just think that there are people in the world out there who feel like you do, and I certainly feel that way a lot of the time, too. But, and the amount of people who feel that way are growing, but it's not growing fast enough. There's an article yesterday, the day before, in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Hop on the web and go look at it. And it's about buying American, how people are trying more and more to do that.
Yeah.
But it is not enough to balance out
right. What's
going on. Mick, I got to go, man.
All right. You have a good weekend there, Ben.
Hey, you too. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Greg in Brighton. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Although I just got done signing a traffic ticket, I'm doing great this morning. It's a beautiful morning.
What did you get a traffic ticket for?
Going down Pina Boulevard.
Were you speeding?
I was going 5 miles over.
Are you kidding me? You were doing 5 miles over and he gave you a ticket for five miles?
He sure did. Said 5 miles over. He goes, yeah, I told him.
Oh, that's like really low rent.
Well, I just let it roll off my back, you know, pay the ticket, send in my fine, and that.
Well, five miles over is a warning at least.
Yeah.
Anything over that, you're doing 10 miles over, you're doing 7 miles, 6 miles, yeah, okay, write a mover, but for 5 miles, for God's sakes.
I was going 5 miles over, and, I was like, oh, great, you know, waiting on hold. I said, I'm not going to let it ruin my morning. It's still a great morning.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing you can do about it. Pay it and just forget it.
That's right. That's right. Let it roll off your back like water off a duck. Isn't that how the old saying goes?
Yep. I agree.
So I'm going to be out tomorrow in Brighton at the, seeing Perlmutter. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. I'm going to give support for that.
Good.
It's going to be real good. What I called about today, Jay, is... And maybe you can enlighten me on this, because I know you hear a lot of different views, and you have a good perspective on things. In my opinion, you do. At work, the topic of politics comes up, and I'm one to say, I am a Democrat, and the boss and everybody around me said, you're a heathen.
A
heathen. I mean, there are people who think I'm a heathen at work now. They say.
You know how I would have answered that.
I would have answered that.
A heathen in what sense?
Religiously
or politically?
Yeah, religiously, they go. Well, you're obviously an atheist. I said, you know, I'm a guy.
Why don't you say to him,
I have personal religious beliefs.
Why don't you say to him? Well, first of all, you know, it's really none of your business whether I am or I'm not. But just for your own personal edification, if you believe I'm an atheist, then I want you to prove that I'm an atheist.
Well, you know, here's the thing. People think I'm heathenistic and this and that and this. I say, maybe I haven't worn it on a badge, you know, worn it on my sleeve, you know, out. But, you know, I have personal religious beliefs. I'm a good family man. I go to work every day.
Why don't you say that to them?
I did. And they go, no, Democrat equals heathen.
Okay,
you know,
well.
And this is my boss and everybody. I tell them.
Well, then you can always say, okay, fine. I mean, that's how you win an argument over important social and political issues that are facing the country is by using that as an out. Now, do you want to talk about the basic things that you feel divide us and see if we can work through them? Or do you want to turn around and do that? Because if you want to turn around and do that, then I can turn around and do the exact same thing. And I can say if you're a Republican, you're a whore for big business, you're a Nazi, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you say to him, but I don't choose to deal on that level. And if you choose to deal on that level, that's your tragedy.
Yeah. Well, I told him, you know, because I said, unlike some people in the Republican Party, I've chosen not to wield religion like a weapon over people's heads, you know, for political gain.
Good answer.
I said, I don't wield religion like a weapon. It's a personal belief I have. And I don't feel it's my place to, you know, bring it into the workplace and, you know, have to tell everybody every day. I said, the fact of the matter is my political beliefs shouldn't have anything to do with my religion.
All right, and so what do they say to that?
Well, you know, you don't believe the way the president does, then, obviously.
Well, that has nothing to do with
anything. You're un-American.
Well, you know what? That's, okay, you know, that's all that, that, you know, I would just say to them, look, there's no point in discussing this because you obviously have no ammunition except to use those terms. And, oh, by the way, excuse me, I guess you then assume that the Republican Party is the party of religion and values. You mean like David Vitter? You mean like Larry Craig?
Bush.
Well, you don't even have to go there. You just say, oh, like bathroom stall business, huh?
Yeah, and laugh at them.
I get it all the time. And you know what? Those people are stupid.
It just amazes me the amount of people who are stupid. They'll just say, well, because he believes my way, I have to believe what he believes. And it's like a brainwashing almost. It's like,
well, he believes
the way we believe, and he said he's religious, so we have to believe his way.
Because it's easier to do that. Greg, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Jay.
Right.
And you have a wonderful morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, run a little behind here. 6:52 after the hour. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, decent ride right now across the metro area. Not a lot to worry about. You're going to be doing well on even the north side of town where we just have traffic starting to get busy. 225 southbound getting a little heavy now between Colfax and Mississippi. Looks like you have a pretty wide open drive on I-25 through the tech center. No issues for C-470 on the south side. Just keep in mind we have that ramp from Wolfensburger to northbound I-25 closed until Sunday night if you're down south.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Dolphin Film Festival, September 6th through the 9th, showcasing independent movies, music, fine art, and fashion. For more information, visit am760.net.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 6:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I was out at Rocky's Autos yesterday, ran into some listeners. One guy was out there buying a car for his mother. Thank you so very much for going out and giving my friends at Rockies a try, because that's exactly what they are. And in these days of uncertainty, and in these days of, just really not knowing what's going to come next, one thing you can depend on is you can depend on the people at Rockies, because the deals are sweet, the people are cool, and it's the best place to get the vehicle that you're looking for. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. You want a gas sipper? You want a 4x4? Whatever it is you're interested in, Rockies has got you covered, and they've got a huge inventory and good people to deal with, like my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear, my compadre Spanky, my close friend Spanky, Colby, who's also a good friend, Iggy, Piggy, Ziggy. I can't even remember his name. Is it Piggy? No, it's Ziggy. Yeah, that's right. It's Ziggy. Ziggy. Well, you know, he's a good guy, too. I mean, his tie's a little cheap, but other than that, he's a pretty good guy. They're all good guys, and they all work very hard. Julia, she's great. Get out there to Rockies and save yourself some bread with a matching down incentive. Numerous ways to finance. You know, you just got to give them a try. They're the best. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They're open tonight until 9, or get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
It's the end of the season sale at Windish RV. Time to clear out all remaining 07s. Find Fusion toy haulers at end-of-season pricing as low as $46,900. And as Colorado's number one fifth-wheel dealer, they have one for you. Windish is your RV connection for Holiday Rambler, Airstream, Country Coach, Four Winds, Laredo, Everest, and more. Buy now and get special financing with no down, no payments for up to 6 months for qualified buyers. Plus, stop by this Saturday for the first annual Peter Boyle's Motorcycle Show. Don't miss the end of the season sale at Windish, your RV connection, 6th and Sims in Lakewood.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Yeah, man, let me.
If you got the money,
money.
I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Go, Lefty, go!
Gentlemen, to the KKZN Cattle and Farm Hour. All right, it's 6:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, you call over to like KYGO. Hey, can I hear some Lefty Frizzell? This is a response you get. We don't play Lefty Frizzell. You might want to call KBC over the mountain, because you know they got all these young kids working over there. We don't know who Frizzell is. Never heard of him. Sad. And now I know there's some of you out there listening who are saying, oh, my God, turn that off. Oh, turn that off. That's all those hillbillies. And all they ever do is whine and sing through their nose. That's what I long for. I long to go to a country and western club where they have real country entertainment and chicken wire across the stage, sawdust on the floor. Okay, Jay, stop it. Those days are gone forever. All right, it's open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, and that goes into next hour. The only guest we have this morning is Christy Harvey, coming up at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, there's a ton of stuff out there to talk about, and all you got to do is bring it to the table. We'll continue here. What is it they used to say in old-time radio? The news next in sound at the tone.
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
It's a bit of a shock.
Nasty surprise. Forecasters expected to see a healthy gain in new jobs last month, but figures from the government within the past half hour show that's not the case. Finance professor Peter Sperling.
Most analysts were expecting, on average, about a 100,000 increase in payroll employment. And now we find out that employment actually went down. It was a negative growth, which is something that's unusual.
First drop in 4 years. Manufacturing took a big hit, losing more than 40,000 jobs. Construction down about 20,000. The August unemployment rate held steady at 4.6% because hundreds of thousands of workers left the labor force. There's breaking news in the case of the British girl who disappeared on a family vacation to Portugal. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker. What's the latest, Vicky?
Frank, police are reportedly ready to charge Madeleine McCann's mother, Kate McCann. Her friend and spokeswoman, Justine McGinnis, says the police made it clear she's a suspect.
They believe they have evidence to show that in some way that she's involved in the death of her daughter.
There are reports Kate's husband, Jerry, may be named a suspect as well. The McCann friends and family say they're outraged that these two doctors, devout Catholics, and by all accounts loving parents, are now seen not as victims but perpetrators. Frank?
Come on and take a look. North Korea, under pressure to scrap its nuclear weapons program, has invited U.S. and other outside inspectors to check out the plants it's supposed to shut down. At the Pacific Rim Summit in Australia, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill called the invitation a significant step.
This is the start of the disablement process.
There was a tense moment at the summit. President Bush had a testy exchange over North Korea policy with South Korea's President No.
To the extent that my actions have caused pain, I apologize.
Disgraced former District Attorney Mike Nifong has just reported to jail in Durham, North Carolina. He'll spend 24 hours behind bars. Live to CBS's Jim Krasula. Jim, why the jail time?
Frank Nifong is headed to jail for lying to a judge about key DNA evidence in the Duke LaCrosse rape case. It's a largely symbolic punishment, the public humiliation of sending a former prosecutor to jail. Nifong will have protection the 24 hours he's behind bars.
Anything else new in the Duke case?
Yes, Frank, the three former Duke lacrosse players falsely accused of rape won a $30 million legal settlement from the city of Durham and legal reforms from the state.
Found alive in the rugged mountains of eastern Oregon, 76-year-old Doris Anderson, 2 weeks after she and her husband were separated on a bow hunting trip.
I thought she was gone. My wife said, no, she's alive. And my wife was right.
Brother-in-law Melvin Anderson. Wall Street's reaction to the employment news, it's negative. Just ahead of the bell, S&P stock futures are down more than 14.5 points. This is CBS News.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon. Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Littleton police have named a suspect in the case of that woman murdered at her family's gift shop more than 3 years ago, and it's a man authorities have known about since the start. 46-year-old Greg Parker named a person of interest in the murder of Rhonda Holland, but no charges were ever filed until now.
It's a relief, because I think any of these types of cases is frustrating for any investigator.
Parker currently serving a 60-year prison stretch for killing his wife about a month after Holland was found dead. U.S. Senate approving spending $100 million on next year's two national political get-togethers. An amendment co-sponsored by Senator Wayne Allard would provide $50 million each for security at the Democratic and Republican national conventions. And Denver-based Frontier Airlines reporting a 20% increase in passenger revenue last month on routes where it competes head-to-head with Southwest Airlines, dismissing concerns that Southwest would steal passengers from Frontier when it arrived at DIA early last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like things are really heating up for the Friday commute. We've got delays on eastbound 6th. You're going to find that stacking up between Wadsworth and I-25. We've had a crash just east of Federal involving a scooter. Looks like you definitely have a right lane blocked through there, so move to your left to get around this and expect to need extra time along that stretch. Northbound I-25, north of Plum Creek Parkway, down south, we've got a crash. Have a problem on southbound Broadway involving a bus at Colfax, and southbound I-25 was still bogged down right around 6th Street, actually down toward Alameda. That was due to a left lane stall. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny, breezy. Looks like it'll be a nice, mild day with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy in 53 and currently clear in 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep you and your Toyota moving forward.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative Home Light Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Two here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. 707, Jay Marvin with you. High today, 80. And it's going to be sunny. It's open phones. And you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And how this works is, normally I'll throw something out and then we'll discuss it. But instead of me throwing it out, you bring it up. So whatever's on your mind is fine with me. And we can talk about it. 303-713-7600, which is far different than most radio shows and most radio shows locally. And, of course, if you're one of those people that jumps back and forth, say, between Morning Edition and us or KBCO or KCUV or wherever, the mountain or wherever you go, those, you're kind of a passive observer. Here, you can not only observe, but you can also interact as well. Tomorrow's Government in the Grocery Store with Congressman Ed Perlmutter, the 7th Congressional District. It's going to be happening between 1 and 3 in the afternoon at the King Supers Grocery Store, 500 Bromley Lane, Brighton, Colorado. I'll be out there just to observe, and I just want to see what's going on and talk to you. And you can come talk to your congressman, one of the best congressmen around. And he is just a great person. That's Saturday, tomorrow, between 1 and 3. So carve out a little time. Come by if you're in the 7th Congressional District, and come by and tell your congressman exactly how you feel about what's going on in the world. Oh, okay. So we had, what do we have? We had a GOP-er. We had like a cranky.
I don't know who he was.
The guy
or what
wanted to fight, but he liked,
with, but his name was Tom, and he wanted to say that you're a blithering idiot for changing your stance on the Mexican truckers, which you haven't changed your stance.
How did I change my stance?
Exactly.
I always outline the same thing. It's not about beating the brown horse illegal immigration, and it's not about that. And it doesn't bother me that people want to come here to seek a better life. I understand that totally. What does bother me, and what always has bothered me about this entire spectrum of stuff, is that those who complain the loudest about it don't seem to have any kind of practical, workable way to solve the problem that we should be concerned first and foremost with the security of the country, which, by the way, Homeland Security barely gets a passing grade in a recent congressional report, and also the idea that those trucks are not subject to the same safety standards that ours are, and that enforcement on the other side of the border, for any of us who have lived in that area, is shoddy. And I don't know. Look, I respect truck drivers, and I love them, and they're good folks. But I'm going to tell you something, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I can't imagine that you would feel any other way than the way I feel, which is, I'll tell you, I'm tired of running over junk on the interstates and on the highways. I'm tired of it. Now, you think there's too much now? Just wait, because who's going to go to these Mexican truckers and say, for instance, you can't use half, you know what, retreads, recaps. You can't do that. And that's what all that rubber is that you see on the road, those big chunks of rubber that gets thrown off. So I haven't changed my stance. I'm just not for hateful paranoia against a group of people. That's all. And I'm concerned about the security of the country, and I'm concerned about jobs, and I'm concerned about all of those things. I've never changed my stance. But because I feel that way, Tom, who obviously didn't have the huevos to hang on, but because I feel that way, does that mean I'm going to get on the air and like rant and rave and, you know, beat up Mexicans? No, not going to happen. I like the Mexican culture. And I like having immigrants here. I enjoy it. So you can call up here and say all you want to about that stuff. You're a blithering idiot. You can get into all that stuff. You're a hypocrite. Well, you know what? Fine. Go ahead. Because I'm going to tell you something. This doesn't bother me. This whole truck issue does not bother me as much as Iraq bothers me. And I find it amazing. No, I don't find it amazing. I find it predictable that a lot of talk show hosts, boy, they're just beating the gong over this thing. Meanwhile, seven soldiers dead in the last 24 hours in Iraq. No clear picture as to how we're going to get out. Same status quo as we were, excuse me, 2 days ago when we discussed this. As a matter of fact, in Australia, George W. Bush tells John Howard, who's in jeopardy of defeat in the upcoming election, he asks, how are we doing in Iraq? And he tells John Howard, we're kicking ass. What is this? Is this like a college football game? What is he, at Yale? What is he, at Harvard? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break with this already. So, yeah, that bothers me a lot more. And there's a lot of stuff to be bothered by. And I got a ridiculous response letter from Ken Salazar over the email that I sent him. Totally and completely ridiculous. About funding. Now, I can see Congressman Mark Udall's point about directed funding. But Ken Salazar came off as what he's advocating is just blank check funding. So, it's like, give me a break already about this. But I haven't changed my stance on anything. As a matter of fact, I barely, except for yesterday, I barely talked about the whole Mexican truck thing. I don't think we've hardly ever talked about it. I'll tell you something. I'll admit something to you. It's 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I stay away from those issues. I stay away from those issues because the people who have a tendency a lot of times to respond on those issues and to send emails and to get involved in all of that, they don't have any answers to any of that stuff themselves. But what they do want to do is they do want to go on and on and on about how rotten Mexicans are. And I don't want to go down that road. I'm not for that. And I don't even want to get near it. And they always say the same thing. Well, listen, you know, I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are Mexicans. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not anti-Semitic. Some of my best friends are Jews. I don't have anything against gay people. My brother-in-law is gay. They get into this whole thing. Come on, tell us what the elephant in the room is. Tell us what the real deal is. And the real deal is that you just don't like people who are different than you. How do we have any guarantee that your relatives didn't sneak in here somehow? How do we know they didn't? Going back a bunch of generations. Maybe we should go dig up their graves and throw them out. That stuff gets obnoxious as hell. Solve the problem. Quit trying to empower yourself. Or get political office off out of it. It's like trying to empower yourself using Jesus, which goes on all the time. Yeah, I'm a bigger Christian than you are. I'm a more religious person than you are. You're going to hell. I'm more moral. Now, let's just fix this stuff and stop all this morality crap all the time. That's what I want to do. I just want to fix this stuff. That's exactly where I'm coming from. In the essence, in the end, I don't care about political parties, to be honest with you. I really don't. I want solutions that are workable, equitable, and fair. And also economically make sense. And do not involve extreme rhetoric and craziness and hating other people or hating people who disagree with you. Get heated, argue, yes, fine, good. That's all well and good. Go ahead and do all of that. That's all fine. Come back the next day. Be ready to debate again. No one is anti-American. No one is hoping that the United States loses. No one is trying to destroy the country. Everybody just has a different viewpoint, and people are motivated coming from different areas. Some people are motivated by genuine wanting to do good. Some people are motivated by greed. Some people are motivated, well, they're motivated by a number of reasons. So let's talk about what's really bothering you and what's really motivating you and stop all the sour icing on the cake and trying to disqualify others from being involved. I mean, this is a perfect example of this, and I got to call him out on it, and I've asked him to be on the air, and he can't do it until October. And I tend to bring it up to him as David Harsanyi of the Post. Excuse me, I'm just finding this cold and a sore throat. Who attacked David Sirota, claiming that David Sirota is rooting for American losses in Iraq? Come on, David. Come on, David Harsanyi. Stop it. That's not a legitimate argument. That's ridiculous. All right, do we want to take some calls here on open phones? We'll break. You know what else I wanted to talk about, too? Now people are upset because the cost of iPhones are going down. And so Apple is going to offer a refund, which I'm due because I have an iPhone. But I'm not upset about it. I knew the prices would come down eventually. I mean, come on.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's
at. Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
AM760 Progressive Talk. Well, you ever had an itch in your throat and you just can't, you can't get it out? Boy, I'm sorry. It's like a barbed wire and stick it down your throat and scratch. Hey, whether we agree or disagree politically or in any other area, here's one thing I think we are going to agree on, and I can't lecture you about this. I can't bend your arm. I can't make you do this. All I can do is give you the statistics and try to plead with you to do something about the situation. If you're healthy and you don't think that you're threatened by a heart attack, 62% of the heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. And 150,000 of us, 150,000 Americans each year die from the first symptom of a heart disease. So you owe it to your family, you owe it to your community, you owe it to me, you owe it to everybody you know to get something done about it. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. Now, this is the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. There's no needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about one's heart. And diagnosing heart disease and getting in front of it is the only way to stop it. So get in touch with Front Range Preventive Imaging. Please do this. All I can do is ask you to do it. I mean, I can't make you do it. But it's something in your deep in your heart, you know, pardon the pun, and deep in your mind, you know you should do this. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or get online, frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Altmix Drywall and Parker reminds you that as parents, you have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate your children. This year, promise yourself you'll get more involved with your child's school. But when the kids aren't in school, take them to a park, fishing, bike riding, or some other family activity. Because the best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. This important message is courtesy of Altmix Drywall and Parker. They care about kids.
Did you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Their new Work Life Rewards program is bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Membership is free, so hurry into Office Depot today. See store for details.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood.
Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM 760.net.
Yeah, let's pick a grin. 724, 24 minutes after 7 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Let's jump to those phones. And we go to Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Virginia.
Hi.
Hi.
Three things.
Yes.
Okay, first I wanted to tell you about, of course, my war protest on Saturday. I want to tell you about a movie, and I want to tell you about a document that I got from the Republican Party. They sent me a questionnaire. I haven't been a Republican for a long time, as you know. And it's very, the message that comes with it is almost threatening. Official Republican Party document, do not destroy. Do not destroy. The enclosed document, pardon me, is registered in your name only and must be accounted for. Boy, am I scared.
Well, maybe you should call the police and tell, and say they're threatening you.
No, how about what's that guy in Colorado Springs who was threatening those?
Oh, Doug Lamborn.
Yeah,
he probably wrote that.
Why did I call him? Anyway, I'm dying to fill it out, of course, because I want to give them my opinion. But anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Then I want to tell you about a movie, just briefly, Turtles Can Fly.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Oh, get it. It's about Iraq. You won't forget it, let me tell you. And it's about the beginning of it is about children who make their living by gathering landmines. But anyway, and then on Saturday, as usual, from noon to 1, we will be on the corner at 52nd and Wadsworth. That's, you know, Sam's Club, Costco, what have you, Home Depot, doing our weekly war protest. We've got a pretty good-sized crowd. There's a small group on the northwest corner and a big group on the southwest corner. And we'd love to have anybody come and join us. If you don't have a sign, we have plenty to share.
All right, give that time and location again.
Okay, it's every Saturday from noon to 1 on the corner of 52nd and Wadsworth, Sam's Club, Home Depot, Costco. And also there's a traveling exhibit called Eyes Wide Open about the dead military and civilian in Iraq, and we're going to bring that to Arvada in October, but I'll give you more details later.
I still want to hear about that Republican document at the beginning. What does it say in the beginning there, that if you destroy it? What does it say will happen if you destroy it?
Well, it doesn't really say, but it just says, do not destroy. This is registered in your name only and must be accounted for. And then it says, if I decide not to represent my local voting district in this important Republican Senate leadership survey, please return it at once. Well, why did they send it to me? I was a registered Republican like 7 years ago.
I think you should call. Where did it come from, the national or the state?
Let's see. The letter is Senator John Ensign, chairman.
It'd be the RNC.
Oh, and it's got a registration number and everything.
Oh, yeah. You ought to call them. Just for the grins, giggles and grins of it. Call them in Washington and go, oh, God, oh, I'm alarmed.
Yeah, the dog ate it. How about that? The dog ate it.
Yeah,
what do you want me to do?
And, oh, you know what? We should call them and do it. What if they're open?
Well, there's no, let's see. Is there a phone? No, there's no phone number. It's www.nrsc.
Oh, we've got their phone number. I should call them up and go, oh, ma'am, I'm panicked. You sent me this mailer and it says, must be accounted for, and, oh, my, Ah, oh, my Welsh corgi ate it. What's going to happen? Am I going to get arrested?
Ask me if you have to send the dog.
Well, you talk about being desperate. How desperate is that?
Horrible? I think that's horrible.
It's just desperate. All right, Virginia, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Take care.
Open phones, 303-713-7600, and a couple of lines are open, and you must listen to this show. Do not destroy it. It must be accounted for. We should call him up and go, I got one of these. Oh, my God. I've looked all over the house. I can't find it. What are you going to do to me?
I forwarded you that thing I got from Allard's office yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, that was classic, wasn't it? That classic canned response?
Yeah, I sent an email just saying, please don't fund the war. You know,
yeah,
and
right.
That was my response. We appreciate your,
yeah, we
your
like
interest.
We like your small Coloradoans. Meanwhile, screw off and die because we don't intend to listen to anything you have to say. Roy in the Highlands Ranch. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I think that you ought to actually feed it to your Welsh corgi, and when he's done with it, then send it to the RNC.
Ah! Yeah, right, and then get in trouble like that woman who dropped that package off in Musgrave's office.
Well, that's right, it's been done. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to get in trouble. I got enough trouble.
You know, I agree with you most of the time, and I don't ever call when I agree with you, so every time I talk to you, we're having a difference of opinion.
Oh, that's great, man.
I've always thought that Yeah, Me Too makes for really dull radio, so I don't ever do that. I got to call you on this truck thing. You and I had a really good conversation about illegal immigration and the plan to make them citizens, and I made my points, and you made your points, and you agreed that I had legitimate points that were not racist. Which I'd like to think. I did work for INS at one point, and I do have a point of view.
Well, I don't think everybody who who has a view on either the truck situation or on illegal immigration, because maybe the point of view that they advocate is different than mine. I don't think that makes them racist, but I think there is a contingency of people who are involved in this, who are racist, and I know they're racist because they send me racist emails.
You bet. I agree with you totally, but an idea is not responsible for the people that embrace it.
No, but on the other hand, you can't pretend those people are not involved.
No,
I mean, to pretend that they're not involved is to overlook a key component, and a key component of the story, and also something that I believe stands in the way of getting it fixed.
Well, that possibly could be, but how are you going to feel when people start calling you a racist because you don't think they should have their trucks up here? You know you're not a racist.
Well, if they call me a racist and they say that I am, then I would do my best, and I don't always live up to this. I lose my temper, but I would do my best to say to them, no, I'm not a racist because I don't base my decision on race. I have, and I stated it yesterday, I have the same feeling about Canadian truck drivers. Okay? If Americans can do it, and Americans can do the hauling, and particularly when you get into backhauling, if the Americans can do it, then they ought to have first crack, and they ought to have a shot at it, instead of giving it away due to cost expediency, and I don't think that that's making a racist statement, but being racist about immigration, about illegal immigration, or about Mexican truck drivers is when you foam at the mouth and start hanging all of these labels on them that simply don't apply, like they're killing millions of Americans on the roads every day.
Well, okay. I know there's all kinds of stupid arguments, but as soon as the race card, I'm sorry, that's trite, but as soon as that gets played, logic and a legitimate point of view flies out the window. You can just
only if you allow it to.
Well, I don't know. I really don't like being called a racist.
Well, if somebody calls you a racist, then why don't you refute them? Why don't you just tell them, no, look, it's based on this. It's based on this principle, and this principle. Tell me exactly what that has to do with race.
Well, and that's what I did with you, and you agreed that we had a lot of ideas.
Oh, I didn't call you a racist, did I?
No. But what I was saying is that when you started talking about the trucks, you were on one side. I don't want this to sound wrong. You were on one side with that issue and the other side with the immigration issue, and yet it sounds to me like if people disagree with you about the immigration part, then that makes them racist.
No.
Okay.
Clearly not the case. What I'm pointing out is the hysteria and the hate that is injected in to that debate about illegal immigration, in which those people who yell and scream about it don't have any practical solutions, workable solutions, that everybody can get together on that faces all aspects of it from a reasonable point of view, because they are busy throwing gasoline on the fire and trying to empower themselves. And one of the biggest examples of that would be Tom Tancredo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you and I agree on one topic and don't agree on the other. And I just wanted to point out that you get a little harsh with folks on that particular issue. And it was sounding to me again like...
Well, because some of those people deserve for me to get harsh with them, because some of them are racists.
Yeah, and you're right, absolutely. But there is also logic and well-thought-out positions on that side, too, and I think that sometimes doesn't get heard.
Well, it's because, you know what, if it doesn't get heard, it's because they don't articulate it, and it goes back to the old statement, and this is very true. If the shoe fits, wear it. And a lot of these people, they don't... Nobody's going to hold them accountable and say, okay, you know what, you have to wear that shoe because it does fit, because that's exactly what you're talking about, because they make... And the truck thing has nothing to do with illegal immigration. Those are two separate issues. Those are two complete... Because we're not talking about people coming here to try to live. We're talking about people coming here and driving the highways, hauling freight, and then leaving and going back and doing what they call those backhauls. That's what we're talking about here. But the fact is that you cannot turn a blind eye to the solid, documented, well-documented fact that there are people who are involved in the anti-illegal immigration movement that are racist and that churn out all of this race-related hate.
I don't disagree. I'm just trying to say that there's a logical, rational discourse that could take place on both sides. I mean, I don't know anybody that would say that having the Mexican truckers haul freight is a good idea, but I'm sure there's somebody out there. The corporations are going to love it. I don't see that anybody...
Well, President Bush loves it. He got it done with an executive order.
If I ever agree with him on anything, I will kill myself.
Well, don't go that far. We don't want to lose you. But my point is... Here's my point. Well, I got to get traffic, but here's the point I'm trying to say. When you hear me say that, don't assume I'm talking about you, and don't assume I'm talking about anybody else who has rational points to make. I'm talking about those who are clogging up the dialogue with extremism, racism, and name-calling, and they're the ones that always get us into trouble, and they dominate far too much of what goes on in the country.
I agree completely. I just wanted to point out that sometimes it sounds a little harsh.
Well, that's because it's meant to be harsh.
But I'm a nice guy, Jay.
But it's not. But it's not. But it's not aimed at you.
Okay.
Because if you don't fit that category, then we're not talking about you.
I just wanted to point that out. I love your show, and I agree with you about 70% of the time, which is about 50% more than anybody else.
Well, I'll work on it and see if I can get you to disagree with me 80% of the time.
Okay.
Have a good weekend, man.
Take care.
See ya. That's what Open Phones is all about. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we'll get into it and we'll talk about it. 303-713-7600. Gina looks at traffic.
All right. We've got a lot of problems off the highway. We've had a rollover crash at 18th and Franklin, so definitely stay away from that intersection. Broadway at Colfax, a crash involving a bus, and one at a busy intersection, Colorado and Mississippi. Of course, we're seeing that stop-and-go traffic along eastbound 6th Wadsworth toward I-25. That was due to a crash. Southbound I-25 is really struggling as well if you're trying to get into downtown between I-76 and Spear. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and it's going to be a mild day with only a high of 80, right now 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What do Faith Rinoli of HeartAndHomeHealing.com, Bauhaus, the Orr Law Firm, and Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue have in common? They're all members of the Blue List, AM 760's exclusive referral program featuring local progressive companies. The Blue List is easy to find. Just go to am760.net and you'll have access to all of AM 760's Blue List members. Where you spend your money is just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and support the Blue List from Progressive Talk AM 760.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative Home Light Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Because they were talking about rapid transit. 42 minutes after the hour here. I don't think that's quite what they had in mind. On AM 760 Progressive Talk. Well, yeah, I guess maybe it is. High today, 80. It's open phones here at 303-713-7600. And anything you want to talk about is fine. Let me go to Mary, who's hanging on in Fort Collins. Mary, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I'm helping in a different way. I am a registered Republican for the following reason. I can vote in the primary, and I can vote the idiots out of the primary. Witness, I wanted Ken Salazar to be the senator. It was Bob Schaefer, my least favorite person in politics, versus Pete Coors in the primary. Voted for Pete Coors. First thing out of his mouth was, I think the drinking age ought to be lowered to 18. Well, he owns a brewery. And Salazar won.
Yeah, didn't he get popped for drunk driving, too?
Yeah.
Sampling a little bit of his own product, I guess.
Yeah. And now Mark Udall, I think, has got a good chance. And the only one so far who stepped up to be in the primary is Bob Schaefer, who's on the State Board of Education, and he makes votes about charter schools. And he was called on it, and he said, well, my son isn't going to be there next year, but he's got two other kids in line to go to that same charter school.
Well, he's also the guy who makes votes on the State Board of Education based on people that he has done business with.
And takes money from big tobacco, and I don't think we have any tobacco farms in Colorado, do we?
But the reason I wouldn't do what you're doing is because I want to be involved in the caucus when it comes, because I want to make sure I'm going to be in a situation where I can support John Edwards.
Yeah.
That's vitally important to me because I believe Edwards is the best candidate running.
Yeah, I like John Edwards too, but I just have to trust that my Democratic friends will put up somebody good. This Oprah stuff about Obama is horrible. And
why is it horrible that Obama's mixed up is involved with Oprah? She has a right to her political opinion.
Yeah, she does. But there was always this big thing about Hollywood getting involved.
Well, listen. I mean, next time they try to use that argument, then we'll turn around to them and say, "Oh, really? I guess Fred Thompson doesn't qualify as being a Hollywood actor. Excuse me. I guess they must have done. They must have filmed Law and Order in Caracas, Venezuela."
Yeah, and I don't know why he's running. He's got cancer. Yeah.
Well, he's running because he thinks he can make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a good chance to win. I hope he is the nominee. I hope it's either him, Romney, or Giuliani.
I like Romney because, you know, and they had a thing where they were talking about all the Republican candidates, and they were talking about Romney's religion. And then they said Romney's the only one of them all that's still on his first wife.
No, but he's also a guy who likes to strap his dog to the roof of his car. In other words, what I'm saying to you is we can beat any of them. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. Yeah, there's nobody running that I don't think that, you know, listen. I mean, you could get Krusty the Clown could beat any of these guys. Mark Montebello. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Actually, like two callers back, I really only call if I disagree with you on something. And probably about 70% of the time I agree with you like he does. I just want to cover three things. The trucking, the illegal immigration, and the iPhone, which is one of the odd tangent ones. So I'll just try to make this as brief as possible. So the trucking, we agree on that, pretty much for the same reasons. To me, I have friends who are truckers, and what they're paid per mile barely covers expenses, especially if they're an owner-operator. They got to pay for that truck, and then they bring in the other truckers. So the companies can pay half the mile, half the cent per mile. You know,
yeah, like they're getting screwed.
Yeah, they're getting screwed. The trucks probably don't follow environmental laws. As someone mentioned earlier, you know, the trucks, they don't, you know, they don't can't use here anymore. They sell south of the border. It's the companies are, again, looking too much on the bottom dollar and not looking out for their employees, and then they wonder why there's no company loyalty anymore from employees. It's because the companies don't show any back.
Oh, I think that's a really good point.
It's like you can't force company loyalty, and they try to do it with regulations, or not regulations, but rules and feel-goodism in the company, but in all actuality, people don't feel secure in their job because they know at any point if the company could do it cheaper somewhere else, they will. I'm in IT, perfect example. Company can do it cheaper by outsourcing it, my job's gone. No loyalty to their employees. Now, to immigration, quite honestly, I'm anti-illegal immigration for the same reason, because companies will use those illegal immigrants for really, 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 really cheap to do stuff for the bottom dollar. Stuff that Americans could do, but they'd have to pay more for the Americans. So
not only would they have to pay more, that's only half the story. The other half of the story is that if they did have to pay more, you don't think that they would eat that cost. They would pass that cost on to the consumer, and Americans in this country would go nuts. They would go nuts if they walked in to King Soopers, or if they walked in to Whole Foods, or if they walked into a real estate office to buy a house, and suddenly the cost of all of this stuff skyrocketed because the illegal labor that's being used, they would have to pay more money to have it done. After all, I don't I keep hearing this story, and I've heard it time and time again about how, well, what do you mean Americans will do these jobs? Really? Do you know anybody? Do you have anybody in your circle of friends or family, or have you ever run into anybody who would like to get on a bus and go to an agricultural part of the state and harvest crops? No, I don't think so.
Well, not the first. I mean, not probably when they're younger, maybe.
No, I don't even think when they're younger they'd want to do it. I don't think when they're younger they'd want to do it. You go look at that kind of labor in all kinds of categories, agriculture, it doesn't make a difference what it is. You go look at that, and by and large, in a lot of cases, that's dominated by either immigrants or illegal immigrants because Americans don't want to do those jobs.
I don't mind if immigrants do it if they want to. You know, it's the illegal half of it that I'm not big on.
Well, if you eliminate the illegal half of it, which I think everybody is concerned about, anybody who breaks the law, you're just going to have to pay the price. And what I see is, here's what I see. What I see is this whole idea of we can fly for free, which is the mantra about everything involved in this country, that we can get anything we want and that we have entitlement. So we're entitled to get it cheap, we're entitled to get it for less money, and if it goes up, everybody complains and bitches, and I do my share of it too. So I'm not leaving myself out of this. But man, if prices like that jumped overnight, just imagine what people would do. And imagine what the lower middle class and the working poor would have to contend with.
Quite honestly, this country needs to get its head out of its collective derriere because things will get more expensive.
Well, yeah, there's always going to be a price increase. That's always going to happen naturally. But my point is, when people start making those statements about how Americans are going to do these jobs and blah, blah, and on, no, they're not. They're not going to do them. They're not going to do them because they're hard work, they don't pay much, and they're not going to do them.
Let me make a slight counterpoint there. Immigrants are Americans.
Well, you know what? That could be true in some cases, but in some cases they could be here on green cards. In some cases they could be here with temporary visas. They could be illegal. The fact is that if somebody doesn't have to do that, they're not going to do it. And if illegal immigration and a guest worker program is the only way to get that stuff done, then that's what we're going to have to do. Or the other side of it is, come to the realistic economic realization that you're going to have to pay more money and be willing to do it. And as I said to a previous caller, everybody will come forward and say, yep, that's me. I'm willing to do it until the time it happens. Then they go crazy.
No, I admit I'm not a labor person because I'm a geek.
Well, but you are a labor person in the sense that you do provide labor. I got to get the traffic, man. Call me again.
All right.
All right, take care. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's turned out to be a pretty hectic commute. We're still seeing that stop-and-go traffic. If you're headed out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th, you'll hit the snag right at Wadsworth, and that'll stay with you up to I-25. Cleared the crash north on I-25, north of Plum Creek Parkway through Castle Rock. That may be a little heavy for you. Eastbound C-470, seeing a lot more traffic now, again, between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. And watch out for that rollover crash that we had off the highway, Franklin at 18th. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunny skies, breezy, mild. Only a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and 53, and looks like
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
So you own cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. So whether you're thinking four-wheel, gas zipper, whatever it is you're looking for, Rockies can cover it. They've even got vets out there. I'll take that bright yellow one in the main showroom area, please. Now, Ziggy, has heard me say that. He'll probably call Mary and say, does Jay really want to buy that? And that's how we are with the folks at Rockies, Mary and I. We're on first-name basis with all of them, Colby and Spanky and the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Ziggy and Isaac and Freddie Labrato and all of them out there because they're good folks. They've got the matching down incentive going on. They've also got numerous ways to finance. See their inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., until 9 p.m. They're just great folks, and they really work hard. And I think you'll notice that when you go out. You'll see that they're just kind of a different breed, and a different breed in a good way. Rockies Autos, you can't miss a big sign there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight, or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Micek Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, Elvis Costello. Bad. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 80. Christy Harvey coming up next hour. Right now, open phones are underway. So call me on your iPod. Call me on your iPhone. 303-713-7600. Let me go to Vern, who's been hanging on. Vern, hi. You're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Vern. How are you, man?
Good. Hey, I agree with you as far as the Mexican truck drivers go. They don't have to follow our DOT rules or regulations. So they bring their unsafe trucks up here, mix it with our own people up here. Who says that, you know, they're not going to have massive wrecks up here and kill lots of our own people? You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And who says that they're not, these trucks that are coming up, who says that they're not going to smuggle more illegal immigrants up here?
Well, you know what I worry about more than that? I worry about how about smuggling people in this country who are intent on doing us harm.
Oh, exactly.
Who's gonna check out all these trucks?
Well, I don't know how they're gonna do it. Because when they don't even have to follow our hours of service.
You know, the whole thing is a bad bad, bad idea, and it has nothing to do with the subject of illegal immigration. What it has to do with is the subject of American security and jobs, and it's a bad idea, and I think people in the GOP should explain to us why it is that the president instituted this with an executive order. Vern Truck, easy, man. I got to go. I got to get some news. Thank you. And Christy Harvey's coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a cutting-edge film festival coming to Boulder. The 2007 Toofy Film Festival, September 6th through the 9th, showcasing independent movies, music, fine art, and fashion. For more information, visit am760.net.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's unusual for the economy to shed jobs in a given month. But the government says it happened in August, when payrolls shrank by 4,000. Experts were looking for a healthy gain. It was the first employment dip in 4 years, but finance professor Peter Sperling says the big picture isn't all that terrible.
It's not the entire economy that's a basket case at all. Most of the difficulty in employment seems to be confined largely to manufacturing and construction.
The unemployment rate held steady at 4.6% as thousands of workers dropped out of the labor force for a variety of reasons. Signs of weakness in the economy could encourage the Federal Reserve Board to cut interest rates, and Wall Street would like that. For now, though, it's worried. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 140 points. NASDAQ is down 33. The mother of the 4-year-old British girl who disappeared on vacation in Portugal last spring is being questioned by Portuguese police, and British media reports say she and her husband will be named suspects. That doesn't mean they'll be charged, but close friend Justine McGuinness says Kate McCann is terribly upset.
She was absolutely horrified. Absolutely horrified. And Kate is a lovely mother to her children. She'd never hurt them.
Madeline McCann vanished when she was left alone while her parents went to dinner. The ex-prosecutor who falsely accused 3 Duke lacrosse players of rape has gone to jail in the past hour. Mike Nifong will be locked up for a day for lying at a hearing in the case. Industry leaders want Uncle Sam's help to keep dangerous toys off the U.S. market. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
The toy industry wants some mandatory government safety testing standards.
The safety of your children is my personal priority.
Mattel CEO Bob Eckert is on his company's website promising tougher testing to make things better after 3 recalls.
I think they're doing what they need to do to really clean out the supply chain.
And Mattel could be an industry model for safety testing, says Dartmouth retail expert Eric Johnson. There's already a bill in Congress that could be a key first step. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Worried about heart disease, cancer, AIDS? Well, what about depression?
The world's most serious chronic health condition, depression.
This is disturbed sleep, feeling suicidal, or not being able to eat.
And Dr. Sarnath Chatterjee of the World Health Organization says it's more damaging than such chronic diseases as diabetes and arthritis. British mental health expert Marjorie Wallace says it's a growing global problem.
It's going to be almost epidemic proportions.
The massive 60-nation study also found that if people are ill with other conditions, depression makes them worse, something the authors say doctors around the world need to recognize. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
On a lighter note,
hey, this promises to be fun.
Bugs Bunny and his animated brethren at Warner Brothers will be off on a new adventure in the spring. They'll be on a website where they can interact with their fans. This is CBS News.
So I'm driving my Chevy through the neighborhood, and my neighbor hasn't cut his grass in like a month. I want to call the cops, which would make me a jerk, but I would miss seeing the pink flamingos in his lawn. Basically, the guy's got a maintenance problem, and that got me thinking about my Chevy. Keeping it running great is important to me. And unlike my neighbor, I like taking care of my stuff. That's why when it comes to service, I take it right back to my Chevy dealer and drive it down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Tomorrow, I'll get an oil change, all four tires rotated, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. Good Wrench and Go helps keep my Chevy in great shape, just in case I ever need to go on safari at my neighbor's yard.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has now revived a lawsuit against the University of Colorado by those two young women who say they were gang raped at a college football recruiting party several years ago. 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver says there is evidence CU had an official policy of showing high school recruits, quote, a good time, and that the university failed to supervise its players well enough. Fugitive financier Norman Sue has been arrested in Grand Junction after he failed to show up for a California court appearance. FBI agents say they took Sue into custody around 7 o'clock last night at St. Mary's Hospital.
He will be returned to California to be sentenced in the San Mateo Superior Court in connection with his 1991 conviction.
No word on why Sue hospitalized himself. He had been set to appear in court Thursday in California to turn over his passport and ask a judge to cut in half the $2 million bail he posted last week after turning himself in after 15 years on the lam. And a couple missing since Sunday in the rugged backcountry of Rocky Mountain National Park after taking a wrong turn and getting lost, now reunited with their families, sleeping in their own beds last night. Terry and Marion Jones were found when searchers in a Civil Air Patrol plane spotted them on the ground waving. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like that ride is going to remain tough along southbound I-25. Have a crash reported right around 104th, and so we're seeing that stack back to 120th now. Of course, it's still heavy getting into downtown between I-76 and Spear, and slow traffic remains on eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue between Wadsworth and I-25. If you're making your way out of Lakewood. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny. We're going to get some breezes. It'll be a high of 80, so a mild day. Currently, fair and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, and now just south of E-470 on Parker Road and Pine Lane in Parker. Same great service, clothes, rentals, and deals. Just more hogs to choose from. It's all at Mile High Harley Davidson.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey!
Yeah?
My new leaf blower is also a vacuum.
Huh.
Watch it chop these leaves into tiny little bits.
I've never seen you get so excited about vacuuming.
Well, I've never had one that chopped things into tiny little bits.
Get a jump on the fall with the innovative HomeLight Mighty Light Blower Vac. Just $89 at the Home Depot. By reducing leaves, it makes yard cleanup a breeze. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Okay, tomorrow. It's government in the grocery store tomorrow with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. If you're in the 7th Congressional District, this is your chance to come by and meet a wonderful representative, a good guy. Just can't say enough great things about him. I'm going to be out there, too, just because I want to watch government in the grocery store work. And it's going to be at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton tomorrow between 1 and 3. And that's at the King Supers. So come out and join us. And tell us what you think, and tell your congressman exactly what you think, and it's a chance for you to meet one of this country's most outstanding congressional representatives. It's time to welcome back to the program again a woman whose resume is so long that you couldn't carry it in a truck from Mexico. It's our weekly visit with Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Harvey's the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress, and she has employees under her numbering in the millions. Go to MikeCheckRadio.org or AmericanProgress.org. Christy, good Friday morning.
Hello, how are you? I've never actually heard my resume shipped around in a truck before, but hey, that's all right.
Well,
how are you?
Well, as long as George Bush has anything to do with it, it'll be it'll be Mexican trucks by executive order. I'm doing good. Boy, where do we start on this morning? All right, let's start. This is the only place to go, Iraq. And Petraeus and Crocker are supposed to give testimony. The media keeps calling it Petraeus's report, but everybody knows that it may have his name on it, but the White House is working on it, and that it, and we're not going to get any kind of a true accounting of any kind. I don't know. I've given you enough right there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the story. This is basically the White House report that's coming out Monday and Tuesday. We know what they're going to say. They're going to say what they've been trying to spin, how they've been trying to spin us since last February. And that is, hey, everything's going fine. Surge is working great. We're about to win. And if you don't want to stay there forever, then you're a terrorist. So that's basically how they're going to be spinning the story. But this week we saw a couple of other reports come out that will directly contradict what Petraeus is going to say. He's testifying in front of the House on Monday and in front of the Senate on Tuesday. And these other reports say, no, not so fast, and there's some fuzzy math going on with your stuff, General Petraeus.
Well, wasn't it James Jones, the head of the independent congressionally appointed commission to assess the progress made in Iraq? Wasn't he the one who basically said that they're not telling the truth?
Right. His report basically said, okay, here's the thing with the Iraqi police and security forces. They're so tangled and corrupt right now that we have to trash the entire program and start from scratch if we're ever going to have anything there. He also said that the ministry who's in charge of the security forces is so corrupt in and of itself that it will never actually be able to lead the Iraqi military. And he also said in this report that if we're going to stay there, we're there for a good long while. It's going to be at least a year, probably more like 3 or 4, before the Iraqi troops will be able to take over any of their own security.
So where does this put us?
Well, this puts
it
us...
It puts us nowhere. That's
nowhere.
Where it puts us.
Right. It basically puts us in the position that, you know, we the surge, the reason for the surge, we can't forget this, the reason they gave for the surge was that we were going to provide a little bit of security cover so they could get their act together. They could get their security forces together, they could get their police together, they could get their political stuff together, they could get the civil war under control, and what we were going to do, our sole purpose for the surge, was to keep everything as calm as possible while they did that work. So what they're saying by the surge worked was we were able to quell the violence and stop the violence in very specific areas. Hooray, yeah, that happened, but none of the stuff that was supposed to happen while we did that happened. And our military, of course, as we've talked about before, Jay, is stretched so thin that we can't do that forever. So what does that mean? It means there's no plan B still. There's never been a plan B.
And then how about Bush to Australian Prime Minister John Howard? We're kicking ass. What does he think, that this is like a CU Buffs game or something?
You know.
What is wrong with this man?
We're number one.
Yeah, what is wrong with this man?
At least you didn't invite him to the Baghdad tailgate. It was really awful.
Jeez.
And, I mean, didn't that remind you, though, of the bring it on statements?
Yeah.
And it's
What it says to me is that he's an immature, emotionally disturbed child. That's what it says to me.
See, I was going more with the whole drunken frat boy thing, but we can go with child. No, it just says that he's not plugged into reality at all. And he thinks, like he's always thought, that if he says many times over and over, hey, we're winning, hey, this is going great, hey, we have to do this, then somehow, in the magic of the universe, it will become true. And he won't have to do any of the work to make it come true as long as he just sits in his home and yells, we're kicking ass, every once in a while in his vaguely Tourette-ic way.
So when is reality going to barge in on this guy?
I don't think reality is ever going to barge in on him. The question is, when are enough people going to realize that the emperor has no clothes, and so you just have to ignore the crazy emperor. And we started to see that before. You know, there was a big swell. If you remember back in June and July when the Democrats finally brought their Iraq legislation up and they were going to have accountability and they were going to call for troops to come home in a certain amount of time. And then all of the Republicans started with all this, we got to wait till September, we got to give the surge a chance to work, September, 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 September. And guess what? It's September, it didn't work, and they're all going to change their tune to, we just need a couple more weeks, need a couple more months.
All right, so the Republicans going to accept this?
I think at this point, a lot of them are, because they're all scared of what it's going to do to them with elections. And we've got a fact, as much as it makes my skin crawl to say that, I think we're going to see legislators both sides of the aisle, you know, have to stop and think, if I say this, even if it's best for our troops and best for Iraq, it might hurt my election. So we're going to see a lot of that crazy waffling. But...
So, all right, so lack of oversight as usual, and the members of the GOP are just going to sign on to it, even though... We were promised an honest assessment in September, and we're not going to get one. And now, according to the book by Robert Draper, Dead Center, which, by the way, we have him on Monday. You know, he's talking about how what they really want to do, what Bush really wants to do, what they really want to do is they want to keep us there until the next president comes in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that way, they can say, "Hey, man, not my problem." You know, and they're hoping that then, in the grand scheme of history, it will be the President Bush and President, fill in blank here, war in Iraq. But what they fail to realize is, no, this is Bush's baby. This is what President Bush is going to be remembered for forever. Forever and ever, this is his war. And they can try all their tricks. Oh, did you see that thing in the Washington Post yesterday about how they're doing all that tricky math with the casualties?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, definitely. But they've been doing that for a while now.
They have, but luckily they finally got busted for it. But that's their whole thing. That's when General Petraeus gets in front of Congress on Monday and Tuesday, just keep in mind when he says casualties are down, of course they're down. They stopped counting people.
Yeah, like they don't count large-scale massacres.
They don't count massacres. They don't count... sectarian violence, if it's people in the same sect, you know how down in the South you have a lot of Sunni on Sunni and Shia on Shia fighting. They don't count that. And one general said, okay, here's the deal. If you get shot through the back of the head, it's a casualty. If you get shot through the front of the head, it's a murder and we don't count it. That's how picky they're being and how tricky they're being with these casualty numbers. And, yeah, you know, it's easy to get your numbers down if you don't count things. I could tell you right now I'm staying within my monthly budget if I don't count my rent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like, see, here's what gets me, okay?
Okay.
It's 8:16, 16 after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. There's all this false accounting. There's all this false accounting on so many different levels. How can this administration think? And the political party that backs it, how can they think that they can get away with doing this and to try to stage manage the whole thing? The cat's out of the bag here.
I'd like to draw your attention to the 5 million missing White House emails at this point.
No, seriously.
No, I'm serious. They think they can just gloss over it because they throw this stuff out there. Nobody takes responsibility for it. And we've seen this. It's not just with Iraq. We see this with global warming. We see this with the economy. They just switch the numbers and sow enough doubt in people so that, you know, half the time you have no idea if you're coming or going, what the truth is. Even though there is a truth, they just try and get everything really muddy so you don't know what to believe anymore. And the real problem with that is there are actually, believe it or not, some people in Washington trying to fix the problem. But you can't fix the problem if you don't know what the problem is. You know, you can't build the bookshelf if they're giving you not enough nails. You know what I mean? You've got to have the tools to fix the problem and know exactly. You shouldn't fudge the casualty counts. That's important. You need to know who's dying and where. You shouldn't fudge things like right now they're talking about how the sectarian violence in Baghdad has really calm down and slow down. It's because they killed all the Sunnis. You know, it's you've got to have the actual fact. It's like a mini genocide going on right now in Baghdad, and we're saying, hey, you know, they're not killing each other anymore. Right, because they killed each other. You know, it's, and the more they try and fudge up these facts or muddy them up and keep people confused, the real problem to me is that, you know, politically, yeah, that's one thing, but just in reality, that's making it harder for people who are actually trying to fix the problem to do their job.
See, there's just no... I'm sorry, I'm fighting a cold here.
I thought I got all choked up with my little speech there.
Well, actually, you did. there's just no honesty involved in any of this.
There's
this
not.
Is what the problem is. And it's just so... It's so frustrating. It's just every day it drives me nuts. Yeah, I mean, we had 7 more soldiers killed overnight.
Right.
I mean, it just drives me absolutely out of my mind.
And there are good people, you know, this country. There are good people who are trying to make a difference and trying to figure out what to do over there. And they're just getting their knees cut out from under them at every turn. There was another report this week that there's a program over in Baghdad that we still have over there, basically to rebuild the country starting at the local level. And it was actually making some very mild but some progress on a very small local level, but that's where it counts. And that program has gone through 3 different directors in the past 4 months. And all of the original people from the program have left. And they did sort of a little count, and there's 610 of those people deployed in Iraq. Only 29 of them know anything about Arabic culture, history, or language.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Come on.
I mean, who runs things like that?
You know, this is not the place to stick your college buddy's daughter who just graduated from college herself. Like, this is a serious problem, and you've got to figure out how to keep these people. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. In this administration, it is. Jeez, it's ridiculous. All right, let me touch on one other thing here real quick. This is good news. How about some good news on a Friday? Civil liberties victory. Judge declares parts of the Patriot Act unconstitutional. I read this and thought, oh, yeah.
Woohoo! This is really good news, actually. This was a big, big A, blow to the White House, and B, victory for civil liberties. U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero yesterday shot down parts of the Patriot Act having to do with something called a national security letter. Now, national security letters are nasty. And what they do is they give the FBI the right to, at any time, search your home, your phone records, your internet, all that, your bank records, A. B, they don't have to tell you they're doing it.
Yeah, there's no, you have no right to the Fourth Amendment under this administration.
Right. C, if you find out they're doing it, you're not allowed to tell anyone, meaning you're not allowed to take it to the court to say this
That's
is
it.
Happening.
No redress grievance.
Like, hello, welcome to Cold War Russia. Like,
well,
this is crazy.
Welcome to East Germany and Erich Honecker and the Stasi.
Exactly. So this judge pulled it in front of the court and was like, yeah, you've got to be kidding me with this. Booyah, you're out of here. I can't even separate out which parts of the national security letters could actually be used in a just way and which ways you guys are completely trashing. So the whole things are now out of the Patriot Act. The FBI is not allowed to do it. I love this. Judge Marrero said, and this is a quote start, these letters are the legislative equivalent of breaking and entering with an ominous free pass to the hijacking of constitutional values. Like, that's harsh.
Now, DOJ, is the government, are they going to appeal this?
Of course. They've got 90 days. But they don't have much of a case because when they did an audit earlier this year, they found out that in using these national security letters, the FBI did an internal audit. They're allowed to know. And they found out, even internally, that they had broken the law probably about 1,000 times in using these. You know, going after the wrong people or going after people who, and going too far or, you know, going after these people and then letting their private records become public. Just 1,000 different ways they either broke the law or broke the rules in using these. So they don't have much of a leg to stand on.
Yeah, so we're out from underneath that.
All Yay,
right.
freedom.
Good news.
Woo!
All right. Now about some trashy show business stuff.
I love trashy show business
stuff. Well, I don't know if this is trashy show business. Actually, I'm kind of impressed by this. AOL held a big deal about the sexiest athlete. Guess who won?
Who won?
Ashley Forrest.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom Brady. I got very upset there for a second.
No.
Oh, congratulations to Ashley. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, and she's going to be on the Tonight Show on Monday night, so you got to suffer through Jay Leno. And, I know.
Oh, but she's so cute. I like Ashley Force.
Oh, she's great. Well, Mary's met her.
Oh, really? Now, has their show been re-upped for another season, this
yes.
Driving Force?
Yes. Says they're filming new ones now.
Oh, excellent.
But that this may be the last season.
You know, it's a little hard to let cameras in and tape your family and your business, especially when your dad's sort of crazy. So it's one thing if you have, like, a totally normal family, but when your family is just wacky and you let this camera follow you around, I can see how two seasons might be enough.
Yeah, but you know something? His wackiness, though, makes it cool.
Oh, heck yeah. That's why I watch it.
You know? He is crazy, but he's such a... And people go, you're watching a reality show about drag racing. No, we're watching a reality show about a dysfunctional couple and a man who's got three daughters and having to handle them, and that's what the show's about. And you look at that and say, oh, yeah, I wish my mom and dad were that cool.
Well, and that's the thing is, bottom line, I don't think either of us would watch it if they were nasty and actually didn't like each other. Bottom line,
no.
It's some family values out there, it's some real ones, and it's just sort of nice to see a family that can fight. But, you know, they'd fight like tigers if anyone tried to destroy them or split them up.
Yeah, it's just a very compelling, touching thing. So hopefully we'll know soon when those are going to air again. By the way, if you had to pick the sexiest athlete, who would you pick?
Oh, gosh. Well, it would definitely probably be Steve Nash. I've got a thing for basketball players anyway, and I know he's got the crooked teeth and the hair and the eyes that don't quite match up, but he's good athlete.
Okay, well, see, so now we get a major hint about Christy at 8:24, 24 minutes after 8.
Steve Nash?
She likes geeky guys.
He writes poetry in his spare time.
Oh,
come on.
I just have arms to wrap around the world.
What are you expecting me to say, Michael Vick? Come on now.
I wasn't going to say Michael Vick, but I mean seriously.
Or I don't know. You know, one of my wizards. How about Gilbert Arenas?
All right, So
he's little, but he's tough.
All right, so that's over everybody.
Over everybody, alive or dead? Can I
well,
pick
no, no,
Larry?
They have to be alive.
How about Larry Boa, circa 1980? He was a Philadelphia Philly that I had a mad crush on in third grade.
Okay, is he still alive?
Oh, yeah, but he's no longer. I mean, he had, like, one of those late 70s, like, froze with the big mustaches. I thought he was very sexy. It was sort of during the Magnum P.I. phase.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought, you know, because if they're dead, because if the person's dead, this is like, this is like, I mean,
Babe Ruth, Secretariat.
It's like talking about Tom Tancredo's presidential chances.
Ho, ho,
boom, boom. Dead on the slab. The body's cold but doesn't know it.
Oh, you know me. I'm an intellectual girl, Jay.
I keep things like
sexiness. No, it's a...
Oh, okay.
Steve Nash.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I have had a couple of guys send me emails and ask about you.
Really?
Yes, but I always answer, I don't know.
Do you defend my honor?
No, because I don't get on the air and ask you like, oh, listen, are you married? You have any boyfriends? Some guy out in Colorado Springs wants to send you an email and ask if you want to go on a date. I mean, I'm not what do I look like? What's that match service?
Oh, the Match.com?
eHarmony. eHarmony, where the doctor's always getting on. And Dr. Phil's involved.
Does that mean John Turk is our Dr. Phil? Well, Christy, you need to stop working so much and start going out on more dates.
Yeah, and then one guy said, an email and said, you're too intimidating to date.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I've got that, like, scary liberal dominatrix thing going then.
Well,
I can handle that.
No, that your intellect is too large, too big.
I'm too brainy.
Too brainy.
But I told him.
He sent me this email and said he wouldn't know what to say to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess we would just have to watch TV.
No, I think what he wants you to do is just. I think what he wants you to do is just lecture him on public policy. That's what I think he wants. You know, have you ever thought about
that? That sounds like a great tell.
Yeah, have you ever thought about that unusual phone sex? If it calls Christy Harvey.
1-800-PATRIOT.
Yeah, and she'll give you. She'll give you a. Whole discourse.
President Bush was very naughty this week.
About Iraq. You know, about about the economy.
I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something.
I think I am, too. All right, so we'll see next week and the week after, we'll see how all of this Iraq thing, whether the administration can hold it together or it comes apart, and at that, I'll leave it for next week, which we can further pull this circus apart and see what's going on.
As long as people don't believe the hype, I think we're going to be okay.
You think they will?
They can be pretty convincing, but no. People are smarter than that. I have faith in people.
Yeah, I do too. We'll compare notes next week.
Fabulous.
Thanks, Christy. Appreciate
Thank
it. You. Okay, thanks for being here. 828, 28 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Back to open phones at 303-713-7600. I don't know. Do you think that do you think people would buy the administration's explanation about Iraq at this point? Or do you think people are just so cynical now that, you know, no way? That they're basically not going to buy anything that's...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
And we do have a crash, that rollover wreck being cleared at 18th and Franklin. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny, breezy, and mild with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and 53. And right now, beautiful morning at 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop. Only at your neighborhood King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Parking at Denver International Airport? Try U.S. Airport Parking. U.S. Airport Parking offers 8,000 spaces of covered and uncovered parking, open 24 hours a day. U.S. Airport Parking has plenty of space. Avoid the crowded terminal parking lots by parking with U.S. Airport Parking. U.S. Airport Parking offers discounts with the AAA Motor Club card, King Soopers Supercard, or City Market Value Card. U.S. Airport Parking is the place to park.
8:30. It's 30 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. And I want to clue you in on something you're really going to dig here. How'd your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms? Well, Green Diamond Tires are an Icelandic invention from a region of the world where they know a thing or two about safe winter driving. And these tires are environmentally friendly, and they're safe. Now, remolding technology comes primarily from Europe. And unlike yesterday's retread, state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every Green Diamond tire sold means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle-sized tire. These tires are absolutely amazing. The Green Diamond tire, and this is not a gimmick. You should go see these for yourself. The Green Diamond tire is an excellent example of what's going to be happening in the future, but you can get it now. Environmentally responsible products, recycled products that is actually superior to the original product from which it is made. And Green Diamond tires are revolutionary in that they have thousands of carbide bits built into the threads of the tires, which give you amazing grip, just amazing grip, in any kind of adverse conditions, wet, snow. And when your tire starts to use it, the tiny diamonds bite into the road. And it's just these little carbide bits. Actually, they're not carbide. They are carbide. That's exactly what you would call them. And they're built into the treads. I just can't say enough about this. Look, check this out for yourself. You owe it to yourself. And you owe it also to the environment as well. Find a Green Diamond tire retailer near you at greendiamondtires.com. That's greendiamondtires.com. Stand by to be amazed. Check out these tires. You are going to flat fall in love with them.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment, more satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about.
Viva Viagra!
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride for the Buffs. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
At least once a week, I just absolutely have to at 8:34. Mick and the boys sing the blues.
I am the little red rooster, too late to crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too late to crow for day.
This will get your broke hands marching.
Keep everything in the farm upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Begin to bark.
Yeah.
Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people. Little red roosters on the prowl.
That is just so cool. I gotta hear this at least twice a week.
If you see my little red rooster.
Hey, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny high today of 80. Hey, Gina, you like this song?
Cool. Absolutely.
It is cool, isn't it?
I want to hear more.
Brian Jones was the best Stones. Best member of the Rolling Stones.
Please.
Turn up, John. The Stones could inject sex into this without having to say sex, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of a kind of early Led Zepp a little bit.
Yeah, because it's blues-based.
Yeah.
But he's talking about Little Red Rooster? What do you think they're talking about there? Yeah, okay. That should be mandatory in all sex education classes. Never let your Little Red Rooster out of the barn. Or... if you're Larry Craig, out of the stall.
It's 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Gina, traffic.
All right, southbound I-25, have crash activity right near 104th. It's out of traffic lanes, but you're still going to find traffic slowing down a bit through there all the way down to 84th. Several problems we've had off the highway. One is now on Hamden, just over I-25, Iliff and Tower. Problem there, and we do have a new crash at Smoky Hill Road and Quincy if you're in Aurora. Weather outlook today, sunny, breezy, is what we'll have with a mild high of 80. Right now, it's fair and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800-CALL-DEX, your source for local information.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
6 months for qualified buyers. Plus, stop by this Saturday for the first annual Peter Boyle's Motorcycle Show. Don't miss the end of the season sale at Windish, your RV connection, 6th and Sims in Lakewood.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Bauhaus, Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law, and Icon LASIK Center. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Sick of being broke? Do you daydream about being rich? You're more likely to be a millionaire if you own your own business. To learn how, listen to Startup Story with your host, Rob McNeely, 3 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. What's your story?
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has 2 locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard and now just south of E-470 on Parker Road and Pine Lane in Parker. Same great service, clothes, rentals, and deals. Just more hogs to choose from. It's all at Mile High Harley Davidson.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Panic doing the old Stevie Wonder classic. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 80. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phone, 303-713-7600. Let's pounce on the phone here. And we go to Wiss in Denver. Wiss, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to you this morning about how disgusted you was. It's just my disgust is that those young men and women that we are having killed over those 4,000, these senators, although they are Republicans, where are their hearts? They continuously go along with this man. You know, I can drive my car, but if I don't put fuel in it, it won't run. So why is it that Republican senators can study back this man to keep funding this war?
I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why it is that they would put their party over their country. That's a pretty steep charge.
Ain't that true?
But it seems like they just keep repeating the same BS over and over and over, and it's like, okay, do you think that the American public buys it anymore? I don't know that the American public buys it or thinks that it's true.
Well, the point as far as that would go is if the American public don't have enough power to overrun this man, the Republican Party is the one that's giving this man the power. Our Democrats, although we get angry with them, but they don't have no power.
Well, that was my whole point a couple of weeks ago in saying that these fools, and that's exactly what I believe they are, who do things like go to Mark Udall's office or would go to any Democratic representative's office and sit there and read off the name of the war dead and do all of that. You know, they're wasting their time. The place to go is to go to Marilyn Musgrave's office, is to go to Wayne Allard's office, is to go to Doug Lamborn's office, because they're the one, or Tom Tancredo, because they're the ones that are causing the problems.
I've heard you made this statement time and time again, and I just hope that these people are listening to you, because that's what we really appreciate, is you and the rest of your group educating us. But you can't, if you take a, what's that saying, you can take a horse to water, but you don't drink the water, it don't do no good.
That's
and
exactly
all
right.
All this education that you keep giving us, and we keep coming on the air, I'm talking about, well, I got 50,000 here, and the crime should, the people should do. The people can't do nothing. It's got to be people in power, and the people in power are the senators.
Well, we keep getting this. We keep having to go through this whole debate about you're not left enough, you're not progressive enough, you're not democratic enough. Blah. But that's not the problem. The problem is that there are people in the GOP like Wayne Allard, like Doug Lamborn, like Bob Schieffer, like others, like Marilyn Musgrave, who have lost their way, have lost their common sense, and, yeah, have lost their hearts. Can't stand up and say, wait a minute, stop lying to everybody.
Yes, I'm telling you. That's the same thing that keep bugging me, because we are human beings, and the kids that over there are our flower of the generation, man, and that's what we're losing. You got kids over there that didn't join no service to fight. They went out there to try to make a living, whereas they could have businesses and this kind of thing. And the first thing you know, he's thrown off in a wrong wall. And these people keep following him back. Well, thanks, Jay.
You know what, Wiss? It's a rare day that you ever call and give me a compliment. So, you know, I mean, it's just a rare day, man. So I'm going to bask in the Wiss moment all the whole morning, and not only that, we're dedicating the whole show to you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you.
All right, guys.
All right, see ya. Yeah, Wiss never calls up to give me a compliment. He usually calls up to try to arm twist me in some sense or another. That was the Wiss man. Ah, let's hear it for him. I'll never get one of those again. Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, this is David in Boulder. I was wondering if it's okay to change the topic to Hillary Clinton.
Yes, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay, we've been talking here at work, some of my Democratic buddies, and I'm a registered independent, but it seems pretty clear to us, you know, she's the front runner. Unless there's a serious stumble, she's going to continue.
Well,
on that
there may be. Have you looked at the poll numbers as far as the Iowa caucus goes? It's
no,
damn close, man.
Who's running second?
Right now, Edwards is leading. Hillary's running second. Obama's third.
Huh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Well, anyway, here was the hypothetical I was going to put out to you. If she does turn out to be the eventual nominee, you know, you're going to have right-wing wingnuts coming out of the woodwork. They're going to conduct a 21st century Holy Inquisition, you know, with only one focus, and that's to demonize her and set the limits in terms of the argument. But from what I've read of this excerpts of this new biography of hers that's out, she's a pretty strong woman, and I think she's capable enough and she's driven enough to be able to, unlike Kerry, you know, respond to those attempts to limit the argument and reshift the focus to the failures in Iran, the failures with Katrina, the failures with health care, and so on. So I think, you know, in terms of a one-on-one, that's to her benefit. But if you look at the demographics, the electoral numbers and so on, in our discussions we were having here at work yesterday, is the only way she can really win, because the pubs and the right-wingers are going to beat the woodwork, is the only way she can win to have a Clinton-Obama ticket?
No. I think it would make it more likely, but I don't think it would make it so. I'm backing Edwards, but I think that if she gets the nomination, I think she will win, because I think it's going to be, I believe that it's going to be extremely, extremely hard for any of the current field of Republican candidates to beat her or anybody else, because things are in such a mess and they're carrying so much baggage. I just can't believe that the American people as a whole would vote for any of those guys. And the reason is because if you listen to them debate and you listen to what they have to say, most of them are George Bush light, and then some of them are George Bush on steroids.
Yeah, and the things they want to talk about are abortion and these kinds of issues, you know, the typical moralistic, you know, do as we say, of course not as we do, and keep that focus of dealing with the real issues that are in front of the country. And then one last quick question for you. I was reading Huffington Post this morning in Arianna's column. Do you think the Dems over the next week to 10 days, whatever it takes, are really going to wuss out like it appears with respect to cutting off funding or being strong about Iraq?
I think they're going to try what John Murtha wants to do, which is say, okay, you can have the money, but you have to direct the money towards getting them out. Will they be successful? No, ultimately not, because they won't be able to get enough Republicans to side with them, and they won't get enough Republicans to side with them in the Senate.
That's the moral tragedy of our times.
Well, they don't do, these guys, it's just what Wiss and I were talking about. They don't do what's right. They do what's right for their party, and at some point, and it's probably going to be the next election day, it's going to backfire on them. David, have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. And as always, if you're conservative or you consider yourself to be right-wing or whatever and you want to call up Rant and Rave and whatever or discuss, you're welcome to try it too. 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, David. We're seeing some recovery around the metro area. At least we're not seeing a lot of major delays on your highways, although we have very sluggish traffic along eastbound 6th approaching I-25. Still seeing heavy traffic westbound I-76 toward I-25 as well, and southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th. Part of that is due to a three-car crash off on the left-hand shoulder. Watch out for new activity Smoky Hill Road at Quincy, as well as a two-car crash on Hamden just over I-25. Weather outlook today, it looks like we're going to have mostly sunny and breezy conditions with a high of only 80. Right now, it is fair skies and 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, and now just...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Stop collection calls and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
I'd like to do a commercial, and instead of saying call now, you just say call later. And see if anybody would be shocked. Well, I don't care whether you do this today. I don't care whether you do it tomorrow. I don't care whether you do it next week. All I ask is that you at least do it. Now, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to get a four-wheel drive vehicle. I'd like to get a gas zipper instead of a gas guzzler. Or I need something for the family. Or I've got kids who are going to college. Whatever your transportation needs are, I'd like to just ask you to just check Rocky's Autos out. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Met a couple of AM760 listeners out there yesterday, and it was a real pleasure to see them. Here's the thing. I'm not insisting that you buy something from them. I'm just asking that you go try them. Go there first because you can save significant money and get a really good deal. They have their matching down incentive. They have various ways to finance. So they make it convenient. They make it easy for you. You're not going to deal with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. I'm going to give you the exact names of who to see to get it taken care of. Go out there and see Tom or Marv Alshear. Tom or Marv Alshear. Go out there and ask for Spanky Herrera. Go out there and ask for Colby Harris. Go out there and ask for Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Julia, any of those folks, and Adolph, and a lot of other people out there can help you out. Browse before you buy. Go to the internets, rockiesautos.com. See the inventory. Get out there. They've got plenty of time, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you and you'll be pretty fine. Rockies Autos. I'm not saying you got to buy something there. I'm just saying, hey, go out and check them out. All right? They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out front. Rockies Autos.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah, man. Hip.
Relevant. 8:57. 57 minutes after. I love these bongos. Now all we can do is get some Dizzy Gillespie and some Charlie Parker on this radio station. Yeah, man. It's Mark Charles Sandoval, too. 8:57. 57 minutes after the hour here at AM760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. It's open phones. Jay Marvin, your warfaring, your wayfaring warrior.
The thrill is gone.
Yeah, the thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone.
Gone away.
The thrill is gone.
I feel sorry for you, brother, but
the thrill is gone away.
I never had the thrill, so I don't know what it was like to lose it.
You know you've done me wrong.
Okay, open phones will continue at 303-713-7600. Stay parked exactly where you are. Now, you're in the middle of I-25. You're on Colorado Boulevard. Just stop the car right now. Get out. Let the radio blare. Just kidding. We'll continue.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a cutting-edge film festival coming to Boulder. The 2007 Toofy Film Festival, September 6th through the 9th, showcasing independent movies, music, fine art, and fashion. For more information, visit am760.net.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Analysts hadn't been expecting it. A reduction in the number of jobs last month. First time it's happened in 4 years. The Labor Department says employers cut 4,000 jobs, but Conference Board economist Ken Goldstein says it's likely to be a one-time hit.
It probably strengthens the case for an interest rate cut, but it doesn't change the overall fundamental that this is a slow but not a slowing economy.
At the same time, the unemployment rate held steady at 4.6%. U.S. truckers are worried the Transportation Department has given the green light to allow Mexican drivers to transport cargo anywhere in the United States. Up until now, they've been restricted to hauling within a few miles of the border. Ronnie Rosales says he sees big problems from the competition and also for the Mexicans.
I'm getting paid 42 cents a mile. The Mexican drivers get 21 cents a mile, you know. Can you imagine if they get a $300, $400 ticket for violating this and they won't be able to understand our laws? I don't think they're going to want to come over.
Now, the first of the Mexican trucks could roll within the next few days. There have been more U.S. military deaths in Iraq, and violence against citizens there remains a persistent problem. The military says four Marines have been killed in combat west of Baghdad, while a roadside bomb in the north killed three soldiers. Attacks yesterday and today also left several Iraqis dead. Though an official announcement hasn't come yet, family and friends say that Portuguese police are ready to name both Jerry and Kate McCann as suspects in the disappearance of their four-year-old daughter, Madeline. Her uncle, John McCann, says the parents would be the last to harm their daughter.
Put the facts on the table. Let's see what they are, because anybody who knows Jerry and Kate knows that to implicate them in any way is ridiculous.
The family was on a vacation in Portugal when the girl went missing. Kate McCann was questioned for a second day today, and now her husband is meeting with police as well. A remarkable story of survival from the wilds of eastern Oregon, where 76-year-old Doris Anderson was found alive 2 weeks after she went missing during a hunting trip with her her husband. Melvin Anderson is her brother-in-law.
It's unreal. We've had candles lit in the house every day, day and night.
The woman is in critical condition from dehydration and a hip injury. She and her husband had become separated after their vehicle got stuck while they were on a bow hunting trip. He's spending the day as a guest of Durham County thanks to his role in the Duke lacrosse rape case. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
Disgraced former prosecutor Mike Nifong had no comment as he arrived at the Durham County Jail. Surrounded by family and supporters, Nifong was met by hecklers, one of whom shouted, "Justice works." Nifong is spending 24 hours in jail for lying to a judge about key DNA evidence in the case.
And lawyers for the three Duke lacrosse players falsely accused of rape have proposed a $30 million settlement with the city of Durham, North Carolina, one that includes reforms in the legal system. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow is off 205 points and the Nasdaq 53. This is CBS News.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way, beer guts and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On to GoodWrench.com.
Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Littleton police have named a suspect in the case of a woman killed at her family's gift shop more than 3 years ago, and it's a man authorities have known about since the beginning. 46-year-old Greg Parker named as a person of interest in the murder of Rhonda Holling, but no charges were filed. Until now.
It's a relief because I think any of these types of cases is frustrating for any investigator.
Parker now serving a 60-year prison term for killing his wife about a month after Holland was found dead. U.S. Senate has approved spending $100 million on next year's two Democratic or National Political Conventions. The amendment, co-sponsored by Colorado Republican Wayne Allard, provides $50 million bucks each for security at the Democratic and Republican National Conventions. And Denver-based Frontier Airlines reporting a 20% increase in passenger revenue last month on routes where it competes head-to-head with Southwest, dismissing concerns that Southwest would steal passengers from Frontier when it arrived at DIA last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're looking a lot better now around the metro area, although we're still seeing some traffic, heavier traffic eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez. And, of course, you still have a lot of companies southbound I-25 getting into downtown. One wreck off the highway, East Hamden, over I-25, two cars there. Should be almost out of the way. Weather outlook today, to expect a sunny, breezy, and mild.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Huh. All right, I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that there must be some big, gigantic catastrophe that's going to happen. And the reason I'm convinced of that is because for some weird reason, everybody in the world that I ever worked with or used to know is somehow getting in touch with me. This is like the weirdest thing. Now, yesterday I had this guy who he was young, but he was older than me at the time, call up and try to get on the show, and he did get on the show, and I didn't realize it was him that I worked with like 33 years ago. Now I get this email today from this guy I graduated from high school with. No, excuse me, he was a year, I was a year ahead of him. And I've never been to a high school reunion. I wouldn't know what those things are like. And then I left home at like 18 and bang, I was gone. Weird. Is there something in the air out there? Baby boomers are nostalgic, aren't they? I know even I am. Because I keep wanting to play all these old rock and roll records. And you know what? I got to stop doing it because it's making me sick. And I'll tell you something else that makes me sick. Does this make you sick? I am tired of these male enhancement. Do you call them male enhancement? What do you call those ads?
Male enhancement ads, yeah.
Yeah, the male enhancement ads that run for the baby boomers.
Viva Viagra?
Yeah, and we have some that run on this radio station. I mean, let's face it. When the horse no longer gallops, that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Open phones 303-713-7600, and yes, let's go to Lewis in Boulder. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is Lewis.
Yes, Lewis.
It's interesting that you brought that up. It was a great bridge to one of the reasons I called you. Actually, I was calling you to invite you to something, but before, while I was on hold, I was listening to your Viagra commercial. And
I mean, come on. You know what? If the horse doesn't gallop, then fine. Live out your years in the pasture and quit trying to be like 19.
I would just find it kind of interesting in a way. I wonder why it is that we've never heard from the religious right on this. And I have to think it's maybe because they're the biggest subscribers to this, perhaps. But I just am surprised there hasn't been this outcry to that you would take something that would allow you to continue your sexual intercourses and relationships, you know, well into your 70s, and that somehow that's not immoral. So,
well, because by the time you reach that age, you can no longer procreate, I guess. And to them, I believe, now I could be wrong about this, and somebody can call and correct me if I am, I believe to them, sex is about having kids.
That's what I thought. I thought it shouldn't be for pleasure and fun, so why do you need to take this, you know, at that age, unless it's all strictly for fun, you know, and that's got to be wrong and immoral.
Well, you know, that's really a good point. I wonder what, maybe we should call Focus on the Family.
Yeah, ask them what their stance is on Viagra.
Yeah, and maybe the reason we run all those is because, if you survey the people who listen to us, we're probably number one in 85 and dead.
Well, I wanted to invite you to something.
Just remember this. If a horse gallops for more than 4 hours, go to a hospital.
You're right.
Can you imagine walking into the emergency room? I have a problem.
Yeah, it won't go down.
Yeah, what's wrong with your back? Well, I got to explain. It said it would take only two, but I took the whole bottle. Oh, jeez. You know what? I don't care if it would kill me. I wouldn't go. Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
I would not go. I wouldn't take Viagra. I'm sorry. I don't do that. I wouldn't do that. I don't think. I haven't had to yet, so.
Well, listen. I don't care whether I'd have to or not have to. If it backfired like that, listen, man. I'm not walking into Rose Medical, okay? With Barry Bonds' bat in my pants. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I know what a big music freak you are. I was in the music business for about 28 years, so I really love all the trivia a lot of times that you throw out there and play with and the music that you play.
Oh, thanks.
And speaking of that, and I'm not trying to get a commercial in here on you, and I can do this off air if you like, but I have something really special to tell you about.
No, just go ahead, man. I don't care.
My son and I have opened a music venue / bar restaurant in old downtown Louisville, and it actually opened last Saturday. It's called Waterloo Ice House. And but the good news, well, that is good news, but the even greater news is I was like partially raised, I think, by the Beatles. I think my parents had a whole lot to do with me, but I think the Beatles had a whole lot to do with me growing up in the 60s. And like I said, I was in the business for 28 years, and so we're opening this venue, and I'm actually this Saturday, actually tomorrow, 12 to 5, John Lennon's 1965 psychedelic Rolls Royce will be making an appearance at the bar, and people can come by and just check it out and take a look at it. And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to sit in it. I'm going to die just thinking about all the memories of the Beatles from 66 to 69 cruising around London in that thing.
Are you kidding me? Is it is actually, it's his, that site, I've seen pictures of that. Are you saying it's the real thing?
It's the real thing. It'll be there tomorrow, 12 to 5 at Waterloo Ice House, and that's in old downtown Louisville.
Who owns that?
The gentleman's name is Stephen Tebow and Tebow Developments. And Stephen collects cars, and when I was negotiating the lease with him on the building, I said, you know, rumor has it you have John's car. And he said, I do. And I said, well, before I sign this today, you got to make me a promise. And he's keeping up with it, so he's going to bring the car out. Apparently, Yoko sold it in 1988 to an American couple, and they shipped it across, and they had it till 98, and then they got a divorce. They both wanted it, and in the settlement, they had to sell it. So Stephen bought it, and he has over 300 cars, and one of which is John. So,
ooh, God, what other kind of cars does he have?
You know, he's invited me to come out and look at his collection. I know he has the taxi from Seinfeld. He has that.
He has
well.
Seinfeld's taxi?
Yeah, that they all rode around in. So, and I don't know what else he has. So, but I do know he has John's car, and it will be at Waterloo tomorrow. And I'd love for you. I know what a Beatle freak you are, and what a music freak you are. So, I just thought, you know, if anybody,
you know what? If I can get time, I will come by. But you got to remember, I'm doing a government in the grocery store between 1 and 3 at the King Supers at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton with Congressman Ed Perlmutter.
I know.
And that's not that far from you. So, you know what? When we're done with this conversation, I'm going to put you on hold. And can you give John Turk the exact address?
Yeah, I sure can.
Bart, you know what? Just give me the exact address now.
It's 809 Main Street. It's an old downtown Louisville in the heart of Louisville, and it's on 809. And like I said, it'll be from 12 to 5. And, I think we're going to try to do some kind of a fundraiser for charity, either the library or the schools. If, you know, you want to have your picture taken with it, throw a buck in the jar, and we're going to donate all the money to the school. So, but I just want everybody to come by just to see it. It'll be incredible, and I can't wait. I'm thrilled. I'm as excited about seeing the car as I am opening this restaurant, bar, music venue with my son. So,
whatever gave you the desire to do this?
The fact that, like I said, I'm from Austin, Texas, and I was in the music business there, and I started a record store there called Waterloo Records years and years and years ago. It's still going. It's one of the most successful independent record stores in the United States, in spite of what's happened to the music industry in the last 10 years. And my hobby as a kid, you know, from You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog became my livelihood, and it doesn't get any better than that. But after 28 years of doing it, you know, I was, you know, bell bottoms came 3 or 4 times, long hair would come in and out, heavy metal would come in and out, and you feel like, you know, everything I had hoped to get out of and enjoy from the business I had. And, you know, I was producing shows and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, anyway, it was all good, but, you know, I always wanted to open up a quality music room where people could come and listen to great original music, you know, that's still happening. There's a ton of great stuff going on in Denver now, as well as in Boulder. Young kids are making good stuff, that's what this room's all about. We hold about 110 people, and it's an intimate place to see original, great live music, and that's what it's all about. So,
you can hold 110 people?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. And what kind of food do you serve?
The focus is on natural and organic appetizers and burgers. And, you know, we've got a full signature drinks and bar and all that sort of stuff. But a great PA. So, I wanted bands to come there and play the room and go, wow, you know, you need to do this room because it's really great. They have a great sound system. They're really great to us, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. We've been open a week, and it's going really, really well so far.
Oh, yeah. You should book my friend Tom Russell in there.
Well, I would love to. I've heard of him.
He's great. He was just on David Letterman a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And go to his website, tomrussell.com.
Okay.
And check him out. Check his music out, man. He's great.
I think what we're hoping to also do is, you know, a lot of bands come and hit in it, you know, like they play E-Town or they do something in Denver, and we're just looking to try to pick up some pickup dates from them, so we're catching them going to or from bigger dates. and an opportunity to see some really big people in a really small setting.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Russell will be here in November, so maybe you can get him after Swallow Hill.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know what? I appreciate you listening, and I definitely will see if I can get out there. You're right. I'd love to see that car. Plus, I'd love to have you try to talk your way in so that you could get both of us in to see the other 299 vehicles.
I could do that. I'm sure Stephen would be more than happy to. He's offered it many occasions. So I'd love to meet you too, Jay, and just talk music with you someday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well,
all right,
you know what? Let's do it, and don't be a stranger. Call more often.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, Lewis. Thanks. Oh, isn't that cool? John Lennon's car. Okay, how many of you'd like to sit in John Lennon's car? I'll raise my hand. Here's Keith in Silt. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm too blessed to be depressed.
Barry, you know what? I like that line.
Yeah, you can use it. It's not original with me.
I'll steal it.
Well, I am a conservative. I'm a registered Republican. I was going to turn independent just because of the disgrace of the party, the warmongering. And I agree with you when I listen to you about the war in Iraq. In fact, we are still in there under false premise, if you will. And just people are getting rich. Republicans are getting rich. I'm actually a pastor of a church. And I voted Republican because I thought that they could go ahead and abolish the abortion laws and stop murdering all these babies. I'm going to get somewhere with I want to endorse Ron Paul here, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't care, but I want to throw in, and I want to say to you that you are the example. I don't mean this in a negative way, but you're the example, and you're exactly why they do what they do, which is to take big business, which is their constituency, and meld it together with people like yourself. And then, in the end, it puts them in power, but they don't pay you off in the least.
I've been brainwashed too long, Jay. And it's despicable that for 12 years, the Republicans ran the House and the Senate. For 6 or 7 of those years, we had an executive administration that was so-called conservative. And I know a lot of your listeners are probably pro-abortion, but the fact
is... I don't think that's the right way to describe it. I think the best way to describe it is this way. That a lot of people who listen to this radio station are for a woman's right to choose, but if you got them and you asked them directly, they would probably tell you that they would not counsel a woman to seek that method unless there was absolutely no choice. And most of us, I think, in the mainstream, most of us mainstream Americans believe that the way not never to get to that point is to have proper education about sex when you're young, and offer women other alternatives so that they don't have to make that choice.
Well, whatever the case, I didn't call to debate that, but...
No, I'm just telling you. I just want you to know that.
Okay. Well, what the fact is that in 12 years that the Republicans have run the House and the Senate, they have not passed any legislation to abolish abortion. And so I've been kind of just going with the flow down the stream, down the river, of like, because I think, to me, as an American citizen, I need to vote my morals number one as a Christian that loves Jesus and as a pastor, but they're not doing anything to bring morality in. In fact, all they're doing is just going across into the world and just bombing people. And
they're telling you that they're moral, but then look what they do. Look at the immoral decisions they make.
Well, it's just like me raising my children, my three beautiful children, and I don't smoke and I don't drink, but, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking beer and saying, don't smoke, don't drink.
Yeah.
The fact is that our example speaks louder than words, and nevertheless, and so I was going to turn independent, but there was a candidate named Ron Paul, who's getting a lot of support via internet, and he is very libertarian, if you will. But what I really like about him, and is very interesting, is that he is trying to get this country back to the basics of the Constitution. Now, I know a lot of, and this is not a slam, this is not negative in any way, but a lot of the Democrats probably won't like him because he is calling for almost a total abolition of big government. And so me as a Republican...
Well, you know what? When you say total abolition...
not total, but close.
Okay, but see, the critical questions I would ask him, and I would also ask you,
okay,
is what does that mean? In other words, are you talking about abolishing government agencies? Are you talking about less regulatory laws? Are you talking about less wasteful programs? I mean, what exactly are you talking about?
Yes, definitely less wasteful programs. But just to be general, because I can't speak for Ron Paul, you can go on to his website, ronpaul2008.com, I believe, and you can find the specifics of what he's campaigning on. But, for example, I'm a big believer that parents... Well, in this country today, we are so stinking busy that we're letting everybody else raise our children. Well, I am not going to let government agencies, such as schools and whatnot, raise my children.
Okay,
it's my job.
All right,
Okay, go ahead. It's your show.
No, I just am seeking clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
So, what do you want to do? You want to abolish the public school system?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so you and I would disagree on that.
Well, that's fine. And what I'm trying to say
is that the government... What would you replace it with?
Well, this is the basis, okay? This is the basis. Many people might think I'm a dinosaur for saying this, but... You know, my wife, I'm a full-time pastor with a very small congregation, but we have zero debt. And my wife stays at home and raises our three children because we're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. And so I know that every American's not going to do that. I mean, every American wants
to. Well, yeah,
but
I wish I had more time because I don't think it boils down to those choices. I think what it boils down to is, I think it boils down to two things. Well, actually, it boils down to one thing. You want to make society successful, you want domestic tranquility, you want a great country to live in, then you have to work to get it. And what I mean by that is you have to have a good balance between the people who are governed and the government that does it. And doing away with the public school systems in order to achieve what you're talking about not only will not work, but also it'll take something like education and it'll stick it on an economic footing. And when you get to that point, then only the rich will receive a good education. The poor will go without.
Well, this is basically in a nutshell is what I'm saying is that I'm not willing to sacrifice my children to somebody else that is going to teach their values to my children.
But that's fine. Except you got one problem. Okay,
else wants us to rely on the government.
No,
that's
not. No, it's no. You didn't hear what I said. It's not relying on the government. Okay, it's operating hand in hand, and I'm going to give you a quick example, and then I got to go. You complain about the public schools, okay? You don't want your kids.
I was just telling that. Well, all right,
you don't. All right, fine. All right, so you don't want your kids to go there. You object to what they do. Am I correct?
Yes, and I'm not complaining.
All right,
because I'm not going to keep them out of there.
All right.
I'm not
I only have one question to ask you. Who's the superintendent of schools? Actually, two. Who's the superintendent of schools and who's on the school board?
Where?
Your public schools and where you live in Silt.
Oh, Gary Pack is the superintendent, and who's on the board?
Yeah.
I can't really name them.
Well, see, that's typical. You can't tell me who's on it, and you make these statements about the school system, yet you don't have contact with these people. And any institution you talk about is only going to be as good, including your church, as the amount of people...
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 33443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's going to regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's got to last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Goodwrench and go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Falling down on me, heavy things I could not see. When I finally came around, something small would pin me down.
Yeah, we'll throw some fish down there for you. 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 80. And it's open phone, 303-713-7600. And let me plug in government in the grocery store with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Don't forget, that's tomorrow between 1 and 3 at King Supers, 500 Bromley Lane. And I'll see you out there. Congressman Perlmutter is one of the few elected officials that can stand me. Mark Udall would be the other, and Governor Bill Ritter would probably be the third. And then the rest of them just don't care for me. That's okay. I'm too much of a dissenter and a troublemaker. All right, let's do a quick turnaround here and catch some traffic. And, Gina, you'd love to have your picture taken in John Lennon's psychedelic Rolls Royce, wouldn't you?
Well, I wouldn't turn it down, I guess.
Yeah, so we can get out to Broomfield. No, Louisville, I'm sorry. They're going to have it out there tomorrow. And, John, what's the name of that place again?
It is called the Waterloo Ice House in Louisville, Old... It's at 809 Main Street in Louisville.
Yeah, so they're going to have it out there. So I'd love to have my picture taken.
What makes it psychedelic?
It's all painted up psychedelic.
Oh, cool.
So wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's been a messy morning this morning. How's it look now?
It looks a lot better. We don't have any wrecks. All those have been cleared off and on the highway. So we're just seeing that slow traffic eastbound 270, cross Commerce City, and the usual pocket southbound I-25 through downtown. Just keep in mind they are going to be working on I-70, the usual lane closures there right at E-470. They're still doing that bridge work that they are going to be wrapping up here within the next month or so. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, mild, high of 80 today. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive over to E-470 Safety Fair Saturday, September 8th from 10 to 2 at Southlands at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road.
Colorado is one of those states where you can barbecue and eat outside all year round, and it's something to think about when you invest in patio furniture. If you buy poor quality, it's probably not going to last. Go to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, they still have great stuff in their giant parking lot sale. It's half off everything from granite top tables to chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and much more. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Summer vacation's just about over. School is starting and cold weather is just around the corner. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here to remind you that now is the best time to consider installing a new American Standard high-efficiency heating system before old man winter arrives. Call today for a free estimate on an American Standard total comfort system. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541. Call today and save on heating costs this winter. 303-463-8541.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
303-289-1409 and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider. Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp.
I haven't heard this guy in so long, I couldn't remember who it was. Frank Zappa. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, sunny. That doesn't make any sense. Sunny and a high today of 80. Jay Marvin with you on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Check this out. The White House now says that they have a brand new video from Osama bin Laden and that they're analyzing it. And then I guess they'll release it to the public. So you can figure this afternoon or tomorrow or before Monday, Osama bin Laden will appear again on the screens of American TV. Now, here's the thing to ask. The thing to ask is, okay, does, and now CNN is confirming too that the U.S. government has obtained a copy of the purported bin Laden tape. Okay, Does the administration take this as a chance to, do they spin it and start the be afraid, be very, very afraid business again? Or does somebody in the media have the guts, the wherewithal, and the integrity to come forward and ask somebody in this administration why this guy is still at large and why we never got him in the first place? Now, I wholeheartedly acknowledge that Bill Clinton had a chance to get him and didn't do it. But Bill Clinton's gone. And George W. Bush has been the president of the United States now for a good number of years. And, of course, he went into Afghanistan. Why didn't we get bin Laden? Why did that not work? And are we going to have a debate in this country on some kind of a level here as to why this guy's still running around, or are they going to take this and try to spin it into a another propaganda moment to start the whole business about be afraid, be very, very scared? Because you know something? I'm not scared. I don't think you ought to be scared either. If somebody wants to do something awful to this country, we should kill them. We should hunt them down and we should kill them. Or hunt them down and capture them and try them. But we shouldn't all go panic and hide in a corner and cast political votes and or allow ourselves to be swayed by this kind of talk, and your neighbors shouldn't be either. And they owe us an answer. And when I say they, I'm talking about this administration owes us an answer as to why this guy's still at large. And they've owed us an answer for this for a long time. And now I wonder if anybody's going to step forward and have the courage to step forward and go, wait a minute, this isn't going to play. That if this guy's alive, and apparently he is because here's another video from him, then why haven't you gotten the guy? Why is he still out there? Now, we've had Michael Schreuer on this show a million times. He spent 18 years hunting bin Laden. We're going to try to have him on again on Monday. Tuesday at the latest, if we can get him. And he will tell, I'll ask him, and he'll repeat it again, that in order for us to get bin Laden at this time, you're talking about shedding a lot of American blood, and you're talking about a lot of deaths on both sides to get it done in a very, very rugged area of Waziristan. But we should at least have a national debate on this, and is this the price we want to pay? Well, we can't do it now that the troop level has reached 168,000 Americans in Iraq. And Osama bin Laden is not in Baghdad. I mean, these folks who tell you this and who send me email, and occasionally they'll call here with the whole shtick about, well, we're fighting them there, so we don't have to fight them here. Who the hell are we fighting? Bin Laden's not there. The nucleus and the core of Al-Qaeda are not there. They're on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Why is this guy still at large? This is the thing that bothers me. Nobody ever has to answer up for anything. Answer up, for God's sakes. Give us an answer. You watch, though, they'll try to spin it. Well, it's up to you whether you want to accept it or not. Here's Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, hi.
I'm completely thinking about other topics now.
That's all right. Think about whatever you want to think about. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
First thought that comes to mind is if Batman ever really did catch the Joker, he wouldn't have anybody to chase after, and he wouldn't have a TV show. I mean, that's what the whole bin Laden deal is. If it wasn't, you know, he's the perfect bad guy. You know, he's cloaked in secrecy. You can say,
do you think that's it, or do you think that it's a case of bungling? Because these guys have bungled so much. I mean, good Lord, where do you start?
No, I think they bungled. The big picture's bungled, but I really think
okay,
that
you're gonna have to hang on a second, Jerry. I'll come back because we have Governor Ritter on the line, who is I think he knows how I feel about him. To me, one of the best governors I've ever lived under, and a real model on how to govern. And, Governor, I know you're really busy, so I thank you for calling in this morning.
You bet, Jay Marvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Here's the reason I wanted you to call. I want to ask you about something, because we've been talking about it on the air, and then I saw an article about it in the print media, and you're a former prosecutor, so you know about this stuff really firsthand. This idea of kids who go to prison when they're 15, 16, maybe even younger, and they end up going to prison for life because they've committed a capital crime, and they're sentenced and treated as adults when, in reality, Governor, are they really adults?
Well, I was a prosecutor and actually made decisions that caused kids to be charged as adults. And I think one of the things you should look at is the nature of the crime. There are just certain things you can't treat in an adult situation. I mean, I had a kid who had a terrible prior life. He was 16, but he shot and killed a police officer. We had kids who shot and killed other kids in very malicious and intentional acts. And with all of that, I think treating those kids in a setting that's an adult prison setting was the appropriate thing to do. I did, however, put in place a process that gives us in state government some ability to look at those sentences instead of just saying life without parole for a juvenile means life without parole forever, that there might be some other way to handle this, and so we put in this process for juvenile clemency.
Okay, and so the way this is going to work is we're going to start to begin to look at each individual case.
Well, there is already a clemency board, and these juveniles could apply to it, but because of some of the things that you just, I think, alluded to, that the juvenile brain may function differently and juvenile development is such that there are unique issues presented when someone's convicted of a crime who's a juvenile and they're convicted as an adult. And so what we put in place is something like the Adult Clemency Board, but it's for juveniles. And juveniles who are convicted as adults when they were still a juvenile, and they can make an appeal to that board. And that board will have an expertise, a subject matter expertise, and they can consider sort of developmental issues and decide whether there's someone, for instance, who's serving life without parole and was incarcerated when they were 16, whether that should really be that way. And then they will make a recommendation. In order for them to make a recommendation, it has to be a majority vote. And after that recommendation is made, it comes to me, and I, as the governor, have the final say.
All right, that sounds reasonable to me. I mean, the reason I bring all of this up is because while you and I have never done that, we've never been involved in that kind of crime as kids, even though we certainly had, the opportunity, I'm sure. But you remember when you were 15, you remember when you were 16 or when you were 14. Do you think, I mean, you got to tell me that you didn't think the same way at 14 or 15 that you think now.
No, and I think that's a really fair point, Jay. I think it's interesting. You know, if you just think about the criminal justice system overall, when I was in high school, if you committed a murder in this state, first-degree murder, there was the possibility of the death penalty after 76 or 77, but it was also, if you didn't get the death penalty, you got life in prison, and parole was possible after 10 years. And in 79, that changed to life in prison, parole possible after 20 years. In 85, it changed again, life in prison, parole possible after 40 years. And then in 90 or 91, it changed to life in prison meant life, no parole. So we went from 10-year parole to 20-year parole to 40-year parole to no parole. And at the same time, juveniles, you see, had always, they'd committed a first-degree murder in Colorado, you could always file on them. That didn't change in 93. And so I think while we were changing the laws, the sentencing laws, as it related to adults and finally made it life without parole, we never, I think, thought about what that meant as it related to 14- and 15-year-olds.
All right, I know your schedule's jammed. So,
a little bit. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. But sometime in the future, I'd love to have you come on for more of an extended time and talk about this subject a little bit more, because, one, we can draw off your experience as a prosecutor, and two, you are in the position to oversee and influence legislation and to make policy on this because you are the governor. And I would just love to have the chance to explore this with you.
Well, I'd be willing to do that, Jay. So I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about this. I mean, you know, it's interesting. There are a lot of different perspectives here, not the least of which are the perspective of victim family members.
Right.
So you take that into consideration. But there's a real active community that advocates on behalf of juveniles convicted of adults. They're called the Pendulum Foundation. And they have, you know, they have a lot of things to say that are important things for us to hear. And we've just been really mindful of that in walking through this process on juvenile clemency. So.
Yeah, I'm getting involved with them. And you know what? That's one of the things I really love about you is that you will listen to everybody. And you believe in governing the right way, which is inclusion instead of exclusion. And I'm not sucking up to you, but I'm just proud to have you as my governor.
You're kind, man. I really appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, that was a real pleasure. Governor Bill Ritter. All right, that's right, Jerry, I got lost. Jerry, come back. I'm sorry, man. I forgot you were there.
I know the feeling. I get lost all the time.
Yeah, me too. Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about how cool the music scene was in Denver for young people and how much fun me and my family all have with it. And my kid's a musician, and we got bands in my basement constantly, and it's just a great, great time. And I would encourage any parent to push their kid in that direction.
Yeah, we've got my nephew, Eli.
Yeah.
He's playing the saxophone.
Oh, I would encourage it.
And he's 11 years old.
Right.
And he loves it.
Yeah, my son played, at a young age, he said, I'm going to try every sport. And he played every sport, literally every sport he could think of for one season. And then when he was 10, he got a guitar. And by the time he was 12, sports were history. And you never had to tell him to practice guitar. You never have to say, you know what, you need to go down in the basement and play the piano for a half an hour. Never. He's down there for hours on end with a bunch of kids. I know where everybody is. I know where all the teenagers are that my kids hanging out with. They're at my house making a bunch of racket in the basement.
See, I think that's the key, man, to really making sure that your child or children are doing good quality stuff and having fun as opposed to not knowing where they are.
Well, it's not easy for a lot of people when they have to work, you know, 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
They had a very difficult job for a very small amount of pay, you know. Parenting is it's not black and white, but what parenting is, it's all about participation. If you participate with your kids and you treat them with respect, you won't have any problems.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, your kids are very, very, very lucky, and we're lucky to have you as a listener and a caller. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. Open phones. March is up until 10 o'clock. We thank Governor Bill Ritter for calling in and being on the show, too. And maybe we'll get him back when his schedule slows down a little bit more, and we'll talk about this whole thing about juvenile justice and the Pendulum Foundation, because I'm very, very interested in this, sparked by that call from Marianne. A couple of weeks ago. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And we're going to take a look at progressive traffic now. And I guess I better introduce him by his real name, right? Because if I don't, I'm going to get in trouble. Do you think so? If I don't.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Check out the great... It's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. Hi, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of tiny carbide bits built in to the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. Whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at GreenDiamondTire.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
And minivans and SUVs. I mean, they are just stuffed solid with them. And they've got everything you can think of. I can't even name them all off. Except if you'd like to go out there and buy me that yellow speed yellow vet that's sitting in the showroom there, right in front of the Tower of Power, I certainly wouldn't mind that. Whatever you're passionate for, give Rockies a chance. Great folks out there, like the Alshire brothers, go directly to Tom and Marv Alshire. Ask for them. Ask for Spanky Herrera. Ask for Fred Labrato. Ask for... any of my friends out there, Gerard Menard, any of the folks working at Rockies, Julia, Adolph, Juan, any of them, and they'll take care of you. Those are the folks to go see. You can view the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there. Their hours are huge, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. Whatever it is you're looking for, Rockies Autos has got it. Matching down incentive, various ways to finance. Check them first, then see the rest. That's all I ask. That's all I'm asking. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're like most people on the road, you make frequent short trips and drive in stop-and-go traffic. That means you're destroying your motor oil. AutoZone wants to remind you to change your oil every 3,000 miles. So now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Protect your car. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, get down on it with the Stones. Let's hear it.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice.
How insane is it that we play better music than the music stations? And I love that. I love the sound of AM. All right, don't forget tomorrow. It's Government in the Grocery Store with the 7th District's Congressman Ed Perlmutter, one of the greatest guys of all time, and it's going to be at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton. That's at the King Supers. It's between 1 and 3 tomorrow, and I'm going to be out there as well. I'm just going to come out as an observer, and I hope to see you out there. If you live in the 7th Congressional District, this is your chance
to meet your congressman and talk to a wonderful, knowledgeable, good, hardworking public servant, which is what he is. And I have said this on numerous occasions, and I'll say it again. We are lucky in this state to have people like Governor Bill Ritter. We are lucky in this state to have congressmen like Mark Udall and congressmen like Ed Perlmutter, because they really do care and they work hard. And they're about all of Colorado, not just some of Colorado. And that's a big difference from a lot of people. Let me go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I originally called to talk about to your search for answers about Bin Laden, but first I wanted to say someday when you've got the governor on, I hope you could engage him in a conversation and ask him if he's looking into reforming the felony murder statute, like specifically like the Liesl Ullman case and some of the things in that law that could probably use a little tweaking.
Yeah, I will ask him.
Thanks.
The reason that I wanted to have him on was because I'm getting very, very interested in this whole idea of kids who go to jail and they commit these terrible crimes when they're 14, 15, they're 16 years old, and then they end up being treated like adults and they end up staying in there for life. And to me, that just doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you. I think our entire justice system needs some reform. But I did call originally to put forth a theory on the Bin Laden thing. You were asking why they haven't caught Bin Laden yet. I think that it's a very calculated plan that they haven't caught Bin Laden yet. I think he's such a good boogeyman, and he fits so well into their whole keep the populace scared theory, that I think they're willing to take a little bit of a backlash, and the Democrats haven't really had any kind of guts to give them.
All right, I hate to cut you off. I got to go. Time's out, but I appreciate
it. Nice talking to you, Jay.
Yeah, nice talk to you. Okay.
Take care.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane?
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Comcast, now. Our sale, your choice. That's Comcastic. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply.